policy is constitutional. A federal investigation is underway into whether there was anything criminal in the levee failures that flooded New Orleans. U.S. Attorney Jim Letton says the investigation began a week after Katrina. Prosecutors are looking into possible corruption in the design, construction, and maintenance of the levees. He says some officials have been found to have conflict of interest, no details released. Meantime, the Louisiana Attorney General is checking on whether poor construction or design flaws played a role in the flood barriers collapsing. The New Orleans District Attorney has suggested faulty materials may have been used in the levees. Senate Republican leader Bill Frist says he's not as concerned about what's going on in secret CIA prisons as he is that the existence of those prisons was leaked to the media. Frist telling reporters that leaks are a bigger concern because they jeopardize safety and security. And he says he's, quote, not concerned about what goes on behind the prison walls, although he did say illegal activity should not take place. Frist and House Speaker Dennis Hastert wrote the House and Senate Intelligence Committees asking for an investigation into the leak of possibly classified information about secret prisons. The article appeared in the Washington Post. Authorities in Jordan arrested a number of Iraqis following the bombings at three hotels in Amman. Security forces trying to capture anybody who may be connected to the bombings before they can flee the country. The attacks left 56 people dead, including at least two Americans. Al-Qaeda in Iraq has claimed responsibility. The group's leader, Abu Musab al-Zarqawi, was angrily denounced in street demonstrations in Amman today. Jordan's deputy prime minister says a strong message needs to be sent that terrorist attacks on civilians should not be justified for any reason. The timings of the attacks in the three hotels triggering some interest. Jordanians talking about that yesterday's date was 9/11. That's because in many places, including the Mideast, the day is listed before the month. The Jordanian government spokesman declined to speculate on that.
What can we do about these clowns in Washington? Well, we can laugh. We can laugh hard and often, which is the whole idea of Funny Times. Funny Times is the monthly journal of flat-out funny cartoons and political humor, the highlight reel of funny. And right now you can sample it for 3 months absolutely free. Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, and all free. Recent medical studies prove laughter prevents heart attacks and even helps you lose weight. So even if I didn't tell you to try Funny Times, your doctor might. So call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can't have the last laugh and say no thanks, but we'll bet you'll want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That is a lot of funny for the money. Funny Times, risk-free. Call 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
If getting life insurance is on your things to-do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote, 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now, 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL-03, and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLYSEL-03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With Go to MyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to gotomypc.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With Go to MyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code America. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
I'd like to say to the good citizens of Dover, if there is a disaster in your area, don't turn to God. You just rejected him from your city.
Hey, good evening, Truth Seekers. Mike Malloy here on Air America Radio. We'll get to Pat Roberts in a minute. Oh, God, what a piece of human waste this guy is. Coming up at the bottom of the hour, we're going to be joined by John Lash. He is a Democratic candidate for the House seat, now held by Dennis Show Me Something and I'll Eat It Hastert, the pretend Speaker of the House. Tom DeLay is really the Speaker of the House. Denny Hastert used to be Tom DeLay's butt boy, so when DeLay... You know, DeLay wanted to be wanted to push one of his people out there, kind of the way Cheney pushed Bush out there. He picked Hastert. Anyway, Hastert is going to be challenged in the election coming up next year by a couple of people. We're going to have one of them on tonight. And who's the other candidate? Zamora, Kathy, that we're going to have on, what, Monday? That will be next Tuesday, Ruben Zamora, another Democrat running against Hastert. So John Lash on tonight. Stick around. Somebody really must have gotten to Yoav Stern. As we told you last night, somebody sent me a link from Haaretz, the Israeli newspaper, HaaretzDaily.com, and the first sentence regarding the bombings in Jordan. The first sentence said a number of Israelis staying on Wednesday at the Radisson Hotel were evacuated before the bombing by Jordanian security forces due to a specific security alert. They were escorted back to Israel by security personnel. All right, that was at 5 o'clock yesterday at 12 hours later? No, 11 hours later. Yoav Stern writes under the headline, "No truth to report of Israeli evacuations before Amman bombs." His first sentence is, "There is no truth to reports that Israelis staying at the Radisson Hotel in Amman on Wednesday were evacuated by Jordanian security forces before the bombing that took place there. The Israelis were escorted back to Israel by Jordanian security personnel only after the attacks had taken place, contrary to earlier reports." Of course, the earlier report was by Yoav himself, but anyway... Nice to see that Yoav got the word that there was a mistake in what he had originally reported, and he corrected it. Now, what was kind of funny to me, I got a couple of emails from people today who sent me this correction and said, "Well, are you going to say it on your program tonight, you Jew hater?" And my answer to that is, yeah, we always have corrections on this program. When we say something that is not true or quote something that turns out to be incorrect, we always go back and correct it. Pat Robertson, you know, this is a very sick, degenerate man. The God he's talking about is a real, it's a pretend God. It's as most gods are, as all gods are. This is a pretend God. But this one is particularly a weirdo, this God of Pat's, right? What a nasty-ass God, isn't he? Apparently, this God of Pat sits around and, I don't know, has a notepad or something, and he writes down things like whether or not the voters in Dover, Pennsylvania, decided they want their kids taught science rather than religious claptrap. And when God sees that something that's going on, he looks at it and goes, I think I'll kill all their firstborn. No, let me see. I'll send locusts. Nah. I know, I'll turn their well water to blood. Now, let me think. Oh, those evil little bastards down in Dover, Pennsylvania. What can I do to them for turning out the school board there? Let me think. I'll make them all have horns on their heads. No. I know what I'll do. I'll take my crazed little puppet, Pat Robertson, and dangle him on a string and make him say, "Really scary stuff!" So the people of Dover, Pennsylvania would just pee in their pants. Can't you see a degenerate, sick god like that, huh? Talking just that way. Pat Robertson's god, which is a figment of Pat Robertson's mental illness, but nonetheless, Pat Robertson really believes that God and he, Pat Robertson, have these exchanges. Pat Robertson warned residents of Dover. Well, let's hear it in his own words. Let's this is on today's 700 Club. This degenerate bastard, this comedian. Nobody takes Pat Robertson seriously except the people who send him lots and lots of money. And poor Africans in various countries who believe he's really there, the white man come to save them, so they give him all of their diamonds and gold and, you know, stuff like that. But Robertson, clown that he is, took the opportunity to strongly rebuke. I love that word, don't you? Rebuke. Does that mean to buke somebody again? I've been buked and rebuked. He decided to rebuke voters in Dover, PA, who removed from the office the entire school board who supported teaching this nonsense called intelligent design, and instead elected people who opposed bringing up the possibility of a creator in the school system science curriculum. So, if you don't want your kids taught in biology class that talking snakes and magic apples are significant scientific facts, then you deserve whatever wrath and brimstone God rains down on your satanic, heretical city! Because that's what Jesus was all about.
I'd like to say to the good citizens of Dover,
God hates you!
If there is a disaster in your area, don't turn to God. You just rejected him from your city. And don't wonder why he hasn't helped you when problems begin, if they begin, and I'm not saying they will, but if they do, just remember you just voted God out of your city. And if that's the case, then don't ask for his help, because he might not be there.
You religious lunatic. You religious lunatic. You freak.
God doesn't like you anymore, Dover! My God is going to rip your ass into a million pieces, Dover!
But don't forget to send me the money tomorrow morning, okay? Because, you know, if you send me enough money, I'll send you these little squares of cloth that I have sweated on, and they will bring miracles into your life. And maybe the next time I talk to God, I'll say, God, spare those dumb hick bastards over there in York County, PA, in Dover, Pennsylvania. Spare them. They didn't know what they were doing. What a lunatic. What a raving, sick lunatic this Pat Robertson is. You evil bastard, you. You satanic, evil snake. When I listen to this guy speak his religious lunatic language, it just pollutes my mind. And besides, I thought the advocates of this so-called intelligent design horse hockey claim it has nothing to do with a particular god, just some vague intelligent creator, you know, somebody that sits around and makes things. The Pat let the snake or the cat or some little beastie out of the bag, didn't he? Well, God is going to turn away from you people in Dover now if your corn crop fails, huh? If your cows all die, if you have a school bus over there on one of those little twisty back roads, go off into a ditch and all your children are burned alive. Well, just remember, you piss ants turned God out of your school. Well, there you go. There you go. Now, of course, if you send me some money, I'll do my best to get my degenerate God to forgive you. Now this is the same guy. Remember in October 2003, he suggested the State Department be blown up with a nuclear device? Remember that? He's also said that feminism encourages women to, quote, kill their children, practice witchcraft, destroy capitalism, and become lesbians, end quote. That's his words. You dumb bastard. Robertson, why don't you rapture on out of here, really? Well, and maybe somebody will assist you in that someday. Maybe God will reach down and just jerk you right into the hell, which is where your degenerate God lives.
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hey, John Madden here for Ace Hardware. With energy prices expected to be sky high this winter, it's a great time to stop by your neighborhood Ace store and find out how to prepare your home. The helpful folks at Ace are experts on how to keep the cold air out and your heating dollars in. Need to caulk gaps, weather strip your windows and doors, replace your furnace filter, get a programmable thermostat? All of these things are easy with help from Ace. So stop by your nearby Ace Hardware store this weekend. Ace, the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware pros.
Larry King here. You know I've been taking Ester C for years. Did you know that now I take Ester E too? This is a vitamin E with a difference. Only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. It's a unique form of all natural E captured for the first time in a supplement. Do what I do. Take Ester E. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced protection Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Here it is, folks, the first antidepressant that's absorbed through your eyeballs. It's Funny Times, the monthly journal of drop-dead funny cartoons and political humor. And right now, you can try it for 3 months absolutely free. The Washington Post says, quote, Funny Times may be the best leftist magazine in America, unquote, with Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more. Funny Times is the highlight reel of funny. And now your first three issues are free. Did I tell you that? They're free. Did I mention it? They're free. Do you hear me? Free. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but you know what? I don't think you will. I think you're going to want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That's a lot of funny for the money, people. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES. It'll be like seeing 100 funny shrinks every month. Funny Times, risk-free. Call 1-888-FUNNYTIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
The Mike Malloy Show, because each time you listen to right-wing radio, God kills a kitten.
Because each time you listen to right-wing radio, God kills more of Pat Robertson's brain cells, or Pat Robertson.
He's just comic relief. He really is. Nobody can take Pat Robertson serious. What a degenerate little man, though. What is really sad is how many people give him credence and send him money and think that Pat is the gateway through which they're going to escape the silent pounding of their own death. I don't know. I hate religion. I hate all religion. There's not a religion I don't hate. Don't write to me about your branch of Buddhism. I don't want to hear about it. I hate them all because of what they've done. Anyway, speaking of religion, the Catholic League has issued a press release yesterday. Its official name is the Catholic League for Religious and Civil Rights. Yeah, right. They're based on 7th Avenue in New York City. Here's what the news. I've just got to read this to you. Because, see, we're entering the Christmas season. You know, the season of just unbridled lust for material wealth. Right? Just give me stuff. I'm especially glad that I have no truck with Christianity around this time of year. It's just so awful. I've often thought that there must be some way for real Christians to rise up against what has happened, the commercialization of the birth of this baby savior, so-called, in the Middle East 2,000 years ago. I mean, how do you people tolerate this? You know, how do you tolerate Wall Street talking about, well, you know, the Christmas season coming, this is where we all got to make, the holiday season they call it now, this is where we got to make all our money, all the money. Let's get some holiday spending here going. You know, charge. Wait a minute. What are you celebrating? Maybe they ought to just drop it. Stop calling it the Christmas holiday season. Call it the winter solstice, which it is. That's where the whole Christian thing comes from. That's where the whole Christmas thing comes from, is the solstice holidays. But just, it's disgusting. It's vomitous. But that's a whole different program. I find it appallingly sad, ugly, nasty, ironic. The Christmas season, what it's supposed to be about, and what it is really about. Gimme, get. Oh, Jesus, it's sick. Anyway, so comes now the Catholic League with their press release. It says, Walmart bans Christmas, boycott launched. Ah, 'tis the season, right? Here's what it says. A woman who recently complained to Walmart that the store was replacing Merry Christmas with Happy Holidays received an email response from customer service. It appears below in its exact form. Here it is. Walmart is a worldwide organization and must remain conscious of this. The majority of the world still has different practices other than Christmas, which is an ancient tradition that has its roots in Siberian shamanism. The colors associated with Christmas, red and white, are actually a representation of the Amanita muscaria mushroom. Santa is also borrowed from the Caucasus, mistletoe from the Celts, Yule log from the Goths, the thyme from the Visigoths, and the tree from the worship of Baal. It is indeed a wide, wide world. To which Catholic League President Bill Donahue says, quote, this statement was signed by someone called Kirby. When I read it, I thought he might be drunk, but I was wrong.
We sent Kirby's response to Walmart's headquarters, only to find that Dan Fogelman, senior manager public relations, agrees. After acknowledging that he read Kirby's response, Fogelman said in part the following, quote, as a retailer, we recognize some of our customers may be shopping for Hanukkah or Kwanzaa gifts during this time of the year, and we certainly want these customers in our stores and, you know, to feel welcome just as we do for those buying for Christmas. As an employer, we recognize the significance of the Christmas holiday among our family of associates and close our stores in observance, the only day during the year that we are closed, end quote. Bill Donahue says, it's nice to know that Walmart is closed on a federal holiday. Now, here's why I'm asking the leaders of 126 religious organizations that span seven religious communities to boycott Walmart. Oh, sons of... Oh, never mind. Go to its website and search for Hanukkah, and you come up with 200 items. You know, the Jews... Click on Kwanzaa, and you come up with 77, you know. Negroes. Click on Christmas, and here's what you get.
We brought you to our holiday page based on your search.
In other words, Walmart is practicing discrimination. Ah, dirty son of a bitches.
Oh, I added that last part. That's from the Catholic League for Religious and Civil Rights. The Catholic group should take a page from Pat Robertson's songbook. If you throw God out of Walmart, he'll rain cheap Chinese crappy goods all over you hapless shoppers, right?
God, I love this time of year!
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio. Do you know your credit score? You should, because staying on top of your credit could help save you thousands of dollars. You can now get your credit score and credit report at freecreditreport.com.
I go online and in seconds I get my credit report and credit score free.
I can even print it right off my computer.
Staying on top of my credit helped me save a lot of money.
Get your free credit report and score when you sign up for a 30-day credit monitoring trial at freecreditreport.com. That's freecreditreport.com.
Hey, John Madden here for Ace Hardware. With energy prices expected to be sky high this winter, it's a great time to stop by your neighborhood Ace store and find out how to prepare your home. The helpful folks at Ace are experts on how to keep the cold air out and your heating dollars in. Need to caulk gaps, weather strip your windows and doors, replace your furnace filter, get a programmable thermostat? All of these things are easy with help from Ace. So stop by your nearby Ace Hardware store this weekend. Ace, the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
How much would you pay to have a fresh, blistering exposé of the frauds, follies, and felonies of George W. Bush and Company delivered to your mailbox every week? You say you'd pay nothing? Well, that's perfect, because that's our offer exactly. The Nation magazine will send you 4 weeks of America's hottest, widest-read journal of opinion absolutely free. Nobody, not Murdoch, not Time Warner, nobody owns The Nation, so nobody stops The Nation from printing the truth. Go to readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept 4 issues free. After 4 weeks, you can bail out. Just write cancel on our invoice, but I predict you'll be addicted. And delighted to sign up for 24 weeks at $13.95. That's just 58 cents a week. The Nation, risk-free at readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. Readthenation.com or call 800-999-6863. And accept 4 issues free. The Nation.
You be the judge. New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, range of motion, and even the renewal of cartilage from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. A $30 bottle, free. FlexoFactor is a new all-natural joint support supplement that combines 5 specific joint-supporting ingredients in one exclusive formula. FlexoFactor helps cushion, lubricate, and strengthen joints and cartilage over time. It's perfect for seniors, weekend athletes, anyone who depends on healthy joints for an active lifestyle. But don't take our word for it. You be the judge. Call now and try a free bottle of FlexoFactor, a $30 value. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and handling. FlexoFactor. We know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Call 1-800-364-9974. That's 1-800-364-9974. Limit one bottle per household. Call 1-800-364-9974.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And you can collaborate or present with anyone anywhere in the world without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
The ACLU brings you a groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 2, The Supreme Court. This timely show tells the story of a high school sophomore who opposed her school's drug testing policy for violating her privacy. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to ACLU.tv to experience an insider's view of the Supreme Court and the justices who serve on it.
People don't realize these cases have to come from somewhere. And they come from Tecumseh, Oklahoma. They come from somewhere. And people don't realize that the case could come from them.
This show reminds us why the makeup of the Supreme Court is as vital to our civil liberties as the Constitution itself. Visit AirAmericaRadio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Hey, truth seekers, it's time for your humble and obedient servant, more of Mike Malone.
Santa Claus, right down Santa Claus Lane.
Catholic League.
Doesn't care if you're rich or poor, he loves you just the same.
Yeah, we know about Bill Donahue, who set himself up as the head of this neo-fascist organization, Catholic League for Religious and Civil Rights. Oh, yeah. Okay. Of course, if you're a Protestant, we'll cut your head off. If you're a Jew and even walk into the room, we'll burn you. Oh, come on. Oh, that's right. Oh, lost my head there for a moment. All right, we have a guest now. His name is John Lash. Let me tell you a little bit about John before I bring him on. He's the son of Christian missionaries. He spent the first 12 years of his life living in Monrovia, Liberia, where his family helped to spread the good word in Western Africa. Upon returning, the family settled in Newark, Illinois. John was an athlete and a scholar. He served as captain of the soccer team, graduated fourth in his class. He enlisted in the United States Navy in 1995. In 1996, John Lash graduated at the top of his class as an intelligence analyst for the United States Navy and was transferred to the Middle East for the next 3 years. While he was stationed in Bahrain, Lash analyzed terrorist organizations and foreign political and military structures. He rose 5 ranks within 3 years, received numerous citations for his outstanding service in the Navy. He has a Bachelor of Science degree with a major in history and minors in political science and communications. And he joins us now from Illinois. John, by the way, in case you missed the first part of the program, is running in the Democratic primary and hopes to unseat the Speaker of the House, Dennis Hastert. John, welcome to the program.
Thank you, Mike.
I have to ask you, right at the outset here, John, what sort of a Democrat are you? Before you answer, let me say that I am a traditional blue-collar, coalition-building, working-class Democrat. I grew up in Toledo, Ohio, which is not all that far from the Chicago area. Lived in Chicago for about 4 years, and I'm very strong on coalition building. I believe in the Democratic Party principles prior to the takeover of the Democratic Party by the Democratic Leadership Conference, which is basically a racist, white, male, Southern-oriented organization. Now, having said that, you still want to continue the interview?
Absolutely. Well, okay. I'm a Kucinich Democrat.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
You know, I'll tell you what, and you're from Ohio.
Yes.
So you know who Dennis Kucinich is.
Oh, my God, yes. Dennis is the one that I wanted to see win the Democratic Party nomination for president, ha-ha. But I think Dennis Kucinich represents that branch of the party that that I can still say I adhere to.
There's a few real Democrats out there left, but we're still all fighting to reform our own party and change the direction of this country. And, you know, I could not have picked a better campaign to cut my teeth on than the campaign of Dennis Kucinich. I was sleeping on the floors of campaign offices over in Iowa during the primaries over there. I worked in Wisconsin. We got Dennis Kucinich on the ballot here in Illinois in all 19 congressional districts and had ballot access, which is, you know, something that only John Kerry and Kucinich is. We were mm-hmm. ahead of the dean machine here in Illinois, and then I worked for him out in Oregon. So I've traveled across this country campaigning. I worked for a very progressive ER physician by the name of Dr. David Gill in Illinois' 15th district to round out the 2004 year. And, mm-hmm. and David Gill is running again, great candidate here in Illinois. We have 3 seats in Illinois that are going to go Democratic this year.
Are you talking about Henry Hyde's seat?
The 6th congressional district is looking good. Dr. David Gill in the 15th district, his opponent now is voting lockstep almost with the Democrats in Washington, mm-hmm. Tim Johnson, and then we're going to put up a fight here in the 14th district and work to change the agenda. I'm sure you're aware that the Speaker controls the agenda.
Oh, yeah, absolutely, and I'm also aware that the Speaker himself is controlled. He is controlled. He's controlled by Tom DeLay, and I think anyone who would deny that is either naive or just doesn't want to get into a spitting contest. Even with DeLay indicted, he still exerts, in my opinion, a tremendous amount of control over Dennis Hastert and consequently over the direction of the U.S. House. When you say you're a Kucinich Democrat, then I would assume that you agree with Dennis in withdrawal of U.S. troops from Iraq, since we had no business being there to begin with.
Well, it was the war in Iraq that got me involved in electoral politics. You know, I was an intelligence analyst over in the Middle East, and, you know, when I saw Colin Powell on television selling this war to the American people by opening up all these classified documents, you know, I had access to those same documents, and mm-hmm. I did not see a threat. You know, during that whole time, there was a blurb on TV about lasted maybe 30 seconds, where they showed the threat rings that the Yabba Bill 150 might hit, or the unguided rocket. They'd
right.
be lucky to hit Kuwait City with that thing.
Right.
This was not a threat to the United States. There's never been evidence of, an ongoing nuclear program. And, you know, weapons of mass destruction. You can't have a weapon of mass destruction without a delivery capability, and they just didn't have a delivery capability. Mm-hmm. So, you know, I was very concerned. I used to be the guy who would write the 110-day plans. You know, where would the United States be at 110 days if we were to invade Iraq, if we were to invade Iran or Syria? And, you know, everything that you're seeing happen is something that military generals were well aware would happen.
Mm-hmm.
And you saw a lot of military generals come out and oppose the way the president was going this war. So, you know, we have a responsibility to hand this over to the United Nations, United Arab League, right now and get a timeline to get our troops out of there. And we have to adhere to the timeline and, you know, work to bring our guys home. The Bush administration has no intention of doing that.
Right. I think that's evident in the fact that there are, correct me if I'm wrong, since you probably know a lot more about this than I do, but there are 10, 12, 14 U.S. military bases in different stages of construction in Iraq. Is that not true?
At least. I've heard anywhere from 12 to 14.
Right.
So, they're building them, and I'll tell you, they have every intention of hanging our hat there, and the problem is only going to go worse.
Let me ask you this. I really do believe that the war in Iraq is an overarching issue that we must, from standpoints of legality, morality, justice, and ethical behavior, that we must resolve. But let me come back to domestic issues. When George Bush took over, when the Republicans took over, they were handed a budget surpluses. They were handed a national debt that was being reduced, and with out on the horizon the possibility that debt, after it was just staggeringly raised under Reagan, that debt might be manageable, might be reduced. And the projections were in the hundreds of billions, if not trillions of dollars in surpluses stretched out for a good 10, 15, 20 years as a result of a confluence of events. Clinton's domestic policies, Clinton's tax policies, and some other, the explosion of the tech stocks and so on and so forth. But regardless of how it happened, it was handed to Bush. And it took him very little time to utterly and absolutely destroy it and put us to the point now where, if you read that article like most of us did, he has accumulated more debt in 5 years than the previous 42 administrations in the history of this country. How in the hell are you going to get us out of this, John, if you're elected to the Congress?
That's a good question. Well, first of all, I want to say that, this national debt issue appeals to the other side of the aisle. You read my background. I have the background that it's going to take to reach out across the other side of the aisle, being the son of Christian missionaries and a farmer's, son. We live on a small farm out here. And, you know, I go to every door. And this issue came up just the other day. I was talking to a gentleman who builds homes, a developer. Mm-hmm. Typically someone, he's in the millionaire category who doesn't, vote Democratic. So I went to, he asked me the same question that you just asked, how are we going to fix the economy?
Mm-hmm.
And, I asked him, well, what are you paying the guys that work for you? And they're all making, somewhere between $17 and $30 an hour. Some of them are unions, some are not. And, I said, well, don't you think that everybody who works and lives in this city should be paid a living wage? And he goes, well, tell me what you're talking about. I said, well, you just got done telling me that you build houses. You're building $500,000 homes here in Yorkville, Illinois, and, people can't afford to buy them. You got five or six homes that are just sitting there empty
mm-hmm.
because people can't afford to buy them. So, I said, well, the first thing we need to do is have a living wage. We need a made in America economy. This is what Democrats need to start talking about. And it starts with a living wage. We need to close our borders and raise tariffs on countries that do not,
mm-hmm.
Live by the same standards that we do, offering women the right to vote. And this is the way to expand democracy. So it's not only about fixing our economy, but when we raise tariffs on other countries, we force them into a democratic government, or we're just not going to trade with them. And we need to tighten that screw
Well, but I hear what you're saying, John, but what is what would be an absolute horrifying wall were I to try to decide, or if I were to decide to run for Congress, is the accumulation of negativity that this administration and the Republican Party has built up, not just on an economic level, but on global trade issues, on relations with other countries, and how we're perceived in the Middle East, how we're perceived in Europe. It would seem to me that that this would be a terrible, terrible time to run for office. Now, I have to take a break here. If you'll think about that for a second, and when we come back, maybe you can address that. Would you do that for me?
Sure, absolutely.
All right. We're talking with John Lash, who would like to unseat Dennis Hastert and be a Democratic representative from Illinois. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is Larry King with something every vitamin C user should know. All vitamin C is not the same. There's a unique form of C, ester C, the only vitamin C with metabolites. It's non-acidic, so it's gentle on your stomach. Plus, ester C is quickly absorbed and works for 24 hours. So do what I do. Take ester C, advanced protection, ester protection. Look for advanced protection, ester C, and ester E everywhere vitamins are sold.
Hey, John Madden here for Ace Hardware. With energy prices expected to be sky high this winter, it's a great time to stop by your neighborhood Ace store and find out how to prepare your home. The helpful folks at Ace are experts on how to keep the cold air out and your heating dollars in. Need to caulk gaps, weather strip your windows and doors, replace your furnace filter, get a programmable thermostat? All of these things are easy with help from Ace. So stop by your nearby Ace Hardware store this weekend. Ace, the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
Oh, man, what can we do about these clowns in Washington? Well, we can laugh hard, and we can laugh often, which is the whole idea behind Funny Times. Funny Times is the monthly journal of flat-out funny cartoons and political humor. It's the highlight reel of funny, folks. And right now, you can sample it for 3 months absolutely free. Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, and all free. Did I mention that they were free? Could you tell your friends that they're free? Recent medical studies prove laughter prevents heart attacks, and it even helps you lose weight, and that on top of it just being funny. So even if I didn't tell you to try Funny Times, your doctor might. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After 3 free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but I'm betting that you won't, because you're going to want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES.
Doctors, dentists, eyeglasses, prescriptions. It's so expensive.
I just can't afford health insurance.
My benefits at work have been cut again.
What do you mean it's not covered anymore?
You want the best health care for you and your family, but the high cost can make it almost impossible. Up until now, introducing Medical Connect One, the healthcare discount program that makes medical, dental, eyeglasses, and prescription costs truly affordable. Medical Connect One is a network of over 500,000 healthcare professionals who have agreed to cut their prices by 20 to 60%. For less than $1 a day, you and your entire household are protected. Medical Connect One is not insurance. Simply present your card at a participating provider's office and save 20 to 60%. There's a 24-hour hotline to help you find the right doctor in your area. Call now to receive your first month free. Call 800-654-9508. That's 800-654-9508. Not all services available in all states.
Hi, I'm Robert Wagner with an important message for homeowners 62 years or older. If you own a home, you may be able to pay off your current mortgage or access the equity in your home without making any monthly loan payments. That's right, no monthly loan payments. A U.S. government-insured reverse mortgage allows you to convert the equity in your home into cash, giving you the financial independence you deserve. The tax-free proceeds won't affect Social Security or Medicare benefits, and you can use the money for almost any purpose you desire. The Senior Lending Network program has prepared a free educational video that explains how a reverse mortgage works, how to qualify, and how you can supplement your income without any monthly loan payments. If you're a homeowner 62 years or older, your free video is waiting. So call now.
For a free educational video from the Senior Lending Network on reverse mortgages, call 800-995-4290. 800-995-4290.
Senior Lending Network is a program by Mortgage Warehouse, licensed mortgage banker, New York State Banking Department. Call this information will be shared with lenders who are members of the program. Consult your tax advisor regarding tax implications.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 9 before the hour. We're talking with John Lash, who would like to be the Democratic member of Congress from what is now Dennis Hastert's, not Dennis Hastert's district, but Dennis Hastert happens to be the representative from that district. John is going to challenge Hastert after working his way through the Democratic primary. That little blurb you heard there, John, when we came back, has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? I'm referring in that to Republicans. So just so we're clear on that, okay? Are you there, John?
I'm here. Can you
okay,
hear me?
Good. There you are. All right. Now, the question was, why now? Why would someone of your intelligence and your background and your history choose to run now when what the Republicans have built up eventually has to collapse?
Right. Well, you know, first let me say, you know, I love my country, but I can't stand the direction that the Republican Party has taken it, and Republican leaders like Dennis Hastert. You almost stated, I think, your question was saying that, you know, why would I want to be in government now and have to undo everything they've done? And the answer is we have to. We don't have a choice. I mean, people are talking about moving to Canada. People are talking about leaving this country. It's a fight or flight theory, and I've never been someone to flee a fight. I'll stand my ground, and that's what we need to do. You know, as Democrats, we need to, you know, every Democrat in the nation has a stake in this race, but we need to run a full court press this election cycle. We're going to win.
You know,
once we get there, we're going to have to govern. We're going to have to stop George Bush and take our country in a new direction.
That is so true. There are so many things I'd like to talk to you about, and we only have a couple of minutes left. I'm just wondering if we can do this again, maybe a couple of times, have you on the program as the primary approaches, so that and we are going to have a man, I guess, will be. One of your opponents in the primary, that would be Ruben Zamora, in the interest of you know, trying to open up all sides to our listeners. But I would love to have you back on when we can really talk about the issues. Tonight was sort of a kind of an introduction. What we're trying to do at Air America, the entire network, and not just this program, but other programs in the network, is what we did last election cycle, and that is to find Democrats who are running against entrenched, and as far as I'm concerned, corrupt Republicans, and in districts around the country, and just kind of introduce you to the audience with the hope that people will hear you, they will visit your website, they will contribute money to your campaign, and if they happen to be in your area, we'll go to work for you as a volunteer. What is your website, John?
Well, I want to thank you for taking this on, because you guys are getting the truth out there, and that's tough. My website is very simple. It's John, JOHN06.com. And you can go there and find out where I stand on the positions. And this is a national race. We're going to need help. Mm-hmm. You know what? And I want to say thanks to everybody that is working on this race, because across this country, guys have flown in from Indiana. I have a guy here from Kansas. And we have people coming from Oregon. Because I've worked across this nation, now these people are coming here because we have such a golden opportunity to change the direction of this country by taking down the Speaker of the House. People say it can't be won, but you know what? Nobody's run against this guy since 1986. Zamora ran last time. He got 31% of the vote. but he has not had a credible challenger. Nobody's raised over $20,000 against the speaker. And we have a candidate this time. That's what I want to tell you. I've got the background that it's going to take to beat him, and it's just a matter of it's money. We need $1.2 million to win this race. And, you know, at the very least, Dennis Hastert's going to raise $6 or $7 million, and he's going to spread that around the country. We're going to make sure that he keeps that money right here in Illinois' 14th district.
Well, that's good. John, it's john06.com.
Yes, sir.
Is that right? All right, John, I hope we can talk again more than once as we get closer to the primary. It was nice kind of sort of meeting you over the air tonight. And I hope you get a lot of hits at your website. We'll talk again, all right?
Thanks for everything you're doing, Mike. Take care.
All right, John, thank you. Thanks for your time tonight. All right, folks, we're going to take a break. Nation Minute is up next, and some news at the top of the hour. We'll be back. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
On Air America Radio. This is the Nation Minute on Air America Radio.
Yesterday, Ahmad Chalabi, the controversial Iraqi exile leader who now is a deputy prime minister of Iraq, spoke at the American Enterprise Institute, a Washington think tank that is home to cheerleaders for the war, and he was welcomed there as a hero, despite the fact that his exile group had passed bum information on WMDs to U.S. intelligence, and despite the fact he's under investigation for allegedly leaking U.S. secrets to Iran. After his speech, in which he said nothing about WMDs, I asked him if he had misled Washington about unconventional weapons in Iraq. "That's an urban myth," he declared, and told me to look at page 108 of the report of the White House Commission on Pre-War Intelligence. Following the event, I looked up page 108 and found it said that Chalabi's group had passed along two sources to U.S. intelligence who were found to be fabricators. That's no exoneration. Chalabi was still peddling false information. For more from The Nation, go to thenation.com. I'm David Korn, Washington editor of The Nation for Air America Radio.
Are you sick and tired of putting things off? If you've been waiting for the perfect time to end procrastination, your wait is over. Listen closely. I have a way to help you get things done and feel really good about it. Have you ever said to yourself, "I'm such a procrastinator, I am my own worst enemy"? You already know that you'd be more successful if you could just stop procrastinating, complete your projects, finish writing that book, file that huge stack of papers on your desk. You know what I'm talking about. I have a solution. It's fast, it's easy, and it will change your life. I'm Wendy Friesen, a clinical hypnotherapist, and I have a method to help you. You'll love to get things done. Do It Now is a hypnosis CD program that will change your inner mind. You'll feel the desire, the happiness, and the exhilaration of getting things done. Read the testimonials on the web at IamSoLazy.com. Imagine being excited about finishing projects, organizing your life, and cleaning your house. Stop the self-sabotage that sucks your energy. Call me now, 877-68-HAPPY. Right now, call me, 877-68-HAPPY. On the web at IamSoLazy.com. Hurry, hurry, hurry.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection, and you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code AMERICA. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Senate Democrats say they want to know more about Supreme Court nominee Samuel Alito's handling of a 2002 appeals case that involved several investment companies. Alito had a six-figure investment in one of those companies, Vanguard. The eight Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee say Alito promised back in 1990 to disqualify himself from any cases involving Vanguard. The lawmakers sent a letter to the 3rd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals seeking the original opinion in the case, which was unpublished. They're also asking for any communication from the White House or Justice Department about Alito's decision to participate. Vanguard and the other investment companies had been sued by a widow who claimed she was denied funds originally belonging to her deceased husband. The Bush administration denies Alito did anything wrong. Bird flu in the Persian Gulf region for the first time. Two cases of the disease have been detected in birds in Kuwait. One is an imported bird at the airport, the second an infected bird found on a beach. The Kuwaiti agriculture chief says there have been no cases of bird flu in people in his country, but he's not sure if it's the same strain of flu that has forced destruction of millions of birds elsewhere, mainly in China. Scientists are concerned the strain could change into a form that could spread among people, triggering a pandemic. China today said it has confirmed two more outbreaks in flocks in northeastern China. The premier says China is facing a serious situation because bird flu is still spreading despite increasing efforts to stop it. Two-thirds of the 64 reported human deaths from bird flu have happened in Vietnam. A suicide attack near a Baghdad restaurant frequented by police killed 35 people today. Al-Qaeda in Iraq claiming responsibility, saying it was in retaliation for U.S.-Iraqi military action near the Syrian border. Officials initially thought two bombers were involved, but police say one attacker wore a belt and carried a bomb. Earlier in Saddam Hussein's hometown of Tikrit, a car bomb exploded near a group of men outside an army recruiting center. Seven people killed, 13 wounded. Hundreds of Jordanians were rallying in the streets outside one of the hotels hit by suicide bombers yesterday. Some shouted for the death of the Jordanian-born militant who leads al-Qaeda in Iraq, Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. That group claimed responsibility on the Internet today. Protesters called him the villain and the traitor. The U.S. Embassy in Jordan says two Americans were among the 56 people killed in yesterday's attacks. In New York City, police are taking no chances the day after the bombings in Jordan. They're adding patrols, focusing, they say, specifically on hotels in Midtown and downtown Manhattan. The New York City Police Department sending squad cars and extra patrol officers visible at many Midtown Manhattan hotels. This is Air America Radio News.
Tired of having people repeat and repeat what they are saying? Louder and louder so you can hear? In those embarrassing moments with the new Amplier 2005, so small and powerful you won't believe the difference. Amplier 2005 is so reliable, over 100,000 are in use nationwide. Hear even faint phone conversations with ease. Enjoy your favorite TV show, the theater, sporting events, and family functions without straining to hear. Amplier is fully adjustable, fits both men and women, and is nearly invisible. Results are so effective, they're 100% guaranteed or your money back. Not $79 or $39. Order your Amplier 2005 today for only $19.95. You'll also receive five extra batteries, a cleaning brush, and three custom-fit earpieces absolutely free with your order. Call 1-800-841-7878. Never apologize again for not being able to hear. Order now and get a second Amplier 2005 for only $14.95. Our operators are standing by. Call 1-800-841-7878 today. That's 1-800-841-7878. Order your Amplier and hear even a whisper.
Hey, Mom, what you doing?
I'm shopping for Dad's gift online, but I'm not having much luck.
Yeah, Dad's pretty tough to shop for.
Maybe I'll get him gift certificates to the movies.
Yeah, but he really doesn't like the multiplex, Ma. What about a Film Movement subscription?
A what?
A Film Movement subscription. It's like a wine of the month club for movies. Film Movement sends you a new independent movie on DVD every month to own for less than the cost of two movie tickets.
Really?
Yeah, and with your subscription, you can buy previous Film Movement selections at a discount.
Well, he is always saying how he wishes the film festivals would come to him. So how do I get a Film Movement subscription?
Well, you go to airamericaradio.com, click on the Film Movement banner, and you'll get a discount that makes the price of each DVD in your subscription only $11.90 each.
Finally, a gift I know he'll use.
There's only one Film Movement. To join the DVD of the Month Club Newsweek says is designed to reach the ordinarily neglected movie lover, go to airamericaradio.com now, click on the Film Movement banner, and get your Film Movement discount now. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Are you in debt? Imagine for a minute taking that overwhelming mound of mail and bills you get and tearing them to shreds and pieces. Now imagine taking that never-ending phone that rings and rings and rings with creditors and having it stop. If you want to take that dark cloud in your life and make it a sunny day, call the debt management experts at Genesis Financial today for a free confidential analysis. Our goal is to help you be completely debt-free in 3 to 5 years. When you sign up with us, you only write one check, not dozens, and you choose your own payment date. We'll stop all your late and over-limit fees and all the harassing phone calls. Call the debt management experts at nonprofit Genesis Financial right now. 800-981-7591, 800-981-7591, that's 800-981-7591.
Welcome back. It's about 7 past the hour. I got an email regarding, I'm sure you all saw it, Muhammad Ali received a Medal of Freedom along with General Myers. Yeah. Muhammad Ali, of course, deserved it. General Myers, his was like the one that was given to the former head of the Iraqi interim government, God, how quickly we forget their names, and other neocon thugs. But Randy and Lucia sent me the email here from San Francisco, but maybe you all saw it too, where Ali, after Bush gives him the Medal of Freedom, Bush pretends to box with Ali. Like so many people do. You know, I just don't get that. You know, here's this guy suffering from Parkinson's disease. And people have to do a little shadow box thing when they meet him. You know, what's up with that? Why don't people stop that? But anyway, it's Bush. So Bush is, obviously Bush is going to make an ass of himself. So he does a little pretend shadow box with him. Ali raised his right hand, made a circular motion around his temple. You know, that thing you did when you were a kid. You crazy man. Remember? I'm sure Ali meant it. CapitolHillBlue.com. How many of you are familiar with that website? Everything that I've ever gotten from that website has turned out to be just as valid as, I was going to say just as valid as the New York Times. And then all of a sudden I started thinking about Jason Blair and Judith Miller. So let me rephrase it. Everything I've ever used as a source from CapitolBlue.com has been absolutely true. Doug Thompson is a publisher there, and he writes the following. A confidential memo circulating among senior Republican leaders suggests that a new attack by terrorists on the United States could reverse the sagging fortunes of President George W. Bush as well as the Republican Party and, quote, restore his image as the leader of the American people, end quote. The closely guarded memo, Doug Thompson writes, lays out a list of scenarios to bring the Republican Party back from the political brink, including a devastating attack by terrorists that could, quote, validate, end quote, the president's war on terror and allow Bush to, quote, unite the country, end quote, in a time of, quote, national shock and sorrow, end quote. The memo says such a reversal in the president's fortunes could keep the party from losing control of Congress in the 2006 midterm elections. Republican insiders who have seen the memo admit it's a risky strategy. Oh, Christ. And point out that such scenarios are, quote, blue sky thinking, end quote, that often occurs in political planning sessions. One Republican aide, unnamed, says, quote, the president's popularity was at an all-time high following the 9/11 attacks, Americans band together at a time of crisis, end quote. Other Republicans, however, worry that such a scenario carries high risk, pointing out that an attack might suggest the president has not done enough to protect the country. Says a longtime Republican strategist, unnamed, quote, "We also have to face the fact that many Americans no longer trust the president. That makes it harder for him to become a rallying point," end quote. Well, this thing goes on. But the point is, if Doug Thompson is right, and that's why I preface this by saying that anytime I've used Capitol Hill Blue as a source, after doing some checking, independent checking, I've yet to find them wrong, unlike, say, the New York Times or Haaretz. Capitol Hill Blue is usually right on the money. This is not only is this sickening, but this should be on the front page of the United New York Times. It should be on the front page of the Washington Post. It should be on the front page of every newspaper in the country, and it should be the lead stories of all the newscasts tomorrow. Shouldn't it? Republican memo touts new terror attack as way to reverse party's decline. If these evil Republicans are even considering that an attack on this country would have a benefit for their filthy, corrupt party, then isn't it kind of conclusive that they should be run out of office, run out of town, and that their leadership should be arrested for something, I don't know, shoplifting, I don't care. These are evil, evil bastards, aren't they? Even to consider an attack on this country in terms of how it would reverse the fortunes of the Republicans is venal beyond belief. But not for Republicans. Republican politicians are the most corrupt, encrusted with the dried blood of other people, vile, sick collection of miscreants I think this political system of ours has ever put out there for people to follow, to vote for. I can't believe there are people who still vote Republican. You Republican supporters, Republican politicians, supporters, how do you do it? How do you live with yourselves? How do you sleep at night? You really are destroying the country. So if anything does happen now, you see, here's the point I'm trying to get to. And Doug Thompson, the publisher of CapitolHillBlue.com, doesn't say this, so I'll say it. These sons of bitches already did this once. They did it on September 11th, 2001. Oh, there goes Mike with his conspiracy theories and his tinfoil hat. Really? Okay. That's all right. Either by design or by their absolute and utter astonishing incompetence, one way or the other, the Bush crime family is utterly, absolutely, totally, and completely responsible for the attack on this country on September 11, 2001. Whether it happened the way the official story says it happened or not is immaterial. There are still 3,000 dead people. Buildings collapsed in Midtown or on the tip of Manhattan. The Pentagon bombed, and a plane crash in a field in Pennsylvania. So it doesn't really make any difference how that happened in the context of what I'm saying. Of course, it makes a difference. But in the context of what the Republicans say, well, we need something like that again. This is what the Project for New American Century was talking about when they talked about the United States need to be hit with another Pearl Harbor in order for those miscreant bastards to unleash their plan on an unsuspecting American population and an unsuspecting population in the Middle East. And the Project for a New American Century people, surprise, surprise, got exactly what they wanted. Another Pearl Harbor. This is horrible stuff. If the truth ever comes out, and if the truth is like we tinfoil hatter conspiracy theorists think it really is, then there has to be trials for treason in this country and executions. I am against capital punishment. I really am. Except in a case child murder, you know, child rape, child murder. In other words, the crimes that Republicans commit or the crimes that Republicans enable, like Tom DeLay enabling child rape in the North Mariana Islands, that sort of stuff. But if it turns out, if you and I are alive and there is still a justice system in this country, when and if it ever turns out that the Bush crime family was responsible in any way for the attack on this country, then quick summary trials and summary executions for those involved, to me, makes perfect sense. Maybe after a short stay at Bagram Air Base in the prison there, or Abu Ghraib in Iraq, the prison there, or Camp X-Ray in Cuba, the prison there, or maybe where is it? There's a prison in Cambodia. Maybe a prison there. Let's see, Taiwan. Let's see, where else are there prisons? Let's see, some of the former Soviet republics, maybe in there.
Pissed us off, so we voted for Republicans, a form of suicide. Republicans suck!
You're listening to The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Hey, John Madden here for Ace Hardware. With energy prices expected to be sky high this winter, it's a great time to stop by your neighborhood Ace store and find out how to prepare your home. The helpful folks at Ace are experts on how to keep the cold air out and your heating dollars in. Need to caulk gaps, weather strip your windows and doors, replace your furnace filter, get a programmable thermostat? All of these things are easy with help from Ace. So stop by your nearby Ace Hardware store this weekend. Ace, the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
This is Larry King. If you're like me, you believe in taking vitamin C to protect your health. But are vitamin pills delicious? No. Then you need to check out Ester C Soft Chews. These orange-flavored chews are a great way to get the advanced protection of Ester C. I love them. My kids love them. And you will too. Ester C Soft Chews. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for advanced protection Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Imagine living truly debt-free. No credit card debt, no car payments, no mortgage. Just your daily living expenses. And you can do this with just the money you already make. I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth program. I did it, and so have nearly a 500,000 others using my proven system.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
It works no matter how much debt you have. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's easy, risk-free, and works with any income level.
And once we got on the system, we were able to eliminate about 90% of our debt.
I never have to worry about who's calling me or who's knocking on my door.
Call now and I'll rush you a free tape that will show you the power of my proven system. 1-800-500-0486. 1-800-500-0486. That's 1-800-500-0486.
The ability to remotely access your office PC from home or while traveling is a must. Problem is, solutions like PC Anywhere or VPNs are so limiting and difficult to use. Great news. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure way to access your PC from anywhere all over the internet. You don't have to be a tech guru to figure it out. All you need is internet access, and you'll have complete and instant access to everything on your Office PC from anywhere. Simply log on to GoToMyPC.com, and your desktop instantly appears, just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. With GoToMyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.GoToMyPC.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com, radio listener link, promo America. Try GoToMyPC free today.
If you run a retail business of any kind, a restaurant, a bar, a carpet store, even a tanning salon, just to name a few, and you need money to grow or run your business, let me explain how a new idea from a company called AmeriMerchant can help you get the money you need. When your customers spend money in your store, many of them use Visa and MasterCard, right? Well, what AmeriMerchant does is advance you money against those sales. For example, if your store does $25,000 in Visa or MasterCard sales, we'll advance you a portion of those monthly sales. You can use the money for any reason or purpose, but you must have a minimum of $5,000 a month in combined Visa or MasterCard sales to qualify. There are no closing costs. You can have the money in as little as 7 days, and we approve 90% of all qualified applicants, so call right now. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571. 800-430-9571.
Has he mentioned yet tonight how much he hates these people? It's more of Mike Malloy.
At the beginning of the program tonight, I read a retraction from Haaretz. The writer who wrote yesterday that Israeli nationals had been warned to vacate one of the hotels that was then bombed by Al-Qaeda terrorists. And then the writer for Haaretz published what amounted to, 12 hours later, a retraction that said, no, not true. And I left it there. But now I get an email. Says, Mike, while listening to the beginning of the show about the bombings in Amman and the Israeli citizens being warned of the attack, early in the day I was researching the story and found a site, whatreallyhappened.com, with four stories. A CNN report with no mention of the Israelis, two reports from Haaretz confirming the Israelis were warned, and then the retraction story by Haaretz, and then a final report from the LA Times. And this story is the most believable as far as the warning. From a former senior Israeli counterterrorism official confirming the warning, he did a phone interview at the Times, and his sources in Israel had also told him of the pre-attack evacuations. So if you want my opinion regarding all these stories, I think they were warned, plain and simple. P.S. I live 20 miles from Dover, P.A. Oh, my God, we're all going to die. Thanks. Thanks for writing, Michael. I don't know what to believe. Do you? I don't know what to believe. The confidential memo, though, circulating among senior Republican leaders, suggested a new attack by terrorists on U.S. soil could reverse the sagging fortunes of George Bush. That's according to Doug Thompson, the publisher of Capitol Hill Blue. Now, I wonder if he's going to publish a retraction of that, huh? See, we can just do this. We can just keep going like this. However, Stephen Hadley, the most boring White House spokesman ever, held a briefing today. He's a national security advisor, and he's up to his eyeballs. Stephen Hadley is one of the people who is responsible for the doctored memos that came from the Italians, allegedly concerning Niger having yellow cake that was going to Saddam. Did you follow that? Stephen Hadley is another neocon. He's another Project for the New American Century type. He is a killer. He would make Oliver North look like, a lieutenant colonel. Stephen Hadley is a very, 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 very evil, evil, evil man. He is now national security advisor, or has been for a while. He's also very boring, but that just brings up, again, always, what concerns these punks, Hannah Arendt's definition or dissertation on the banality of evil. Stephen Hadley certainly fills that position. We only have a couple here because I don't want to put you to sleep. This killer has a way of talking to... But Simple Scotty apparently had to check into the nervous hospital for a little R&R, but you got to hear Hadley spin the criticism that the Bush cabal shaped the intelligence to fit their murderous designs for Iraq, keeping in mind what you know and I know, and 99.9% of the American public does not know, that Stephen Hadley was one of the people who shaped those lies.
I want to address something that many of you have been asking about, and that is the notion that somehow the administration manipulated pre-war intelligence about Iraq. Our statements about the threat posed by Saddam Hussein were based on the aggregation of intelligence from a number of sources and represented the collective view of the intelligence community.
You lying bastard.
I have to point out that some of the critics today believed themselves in 2002 that Saddam Hussein had weapons of mass destruction.
Because you lied to us!
And they voted to authorize the use of force in Iraq because they believed Saddam Hussein posed a dangerous threat to the American people.
Because of your lies,
Hadley. For
those
critics to ignore their own past statements exposes the hollowness of their current attacks.
You filthy bastard. No, it exposes the depth of the administration lies and the lengths that thugs like you would go to control Iraq and its vast oil reserves. Come on, Hadley. You are a liar. You are a war criminal. You are responsible for the deaths of tens of thousands of people. How dare you stand there and say that the threat posed by a 10-cent dictator in the Middle East was based on the aggregation of intelligence from a number of sources, like who? Ahmad Shalabi, Judith Miller, and you? When the lights go out, I get this one, too.
That's what bonds were many, closer to the ghost of life. Come on, let's roll. Let's blow something up. Blow something up. Blow something up. That's what bonds were many, closer to the ghost of life. Come on, let's roll. Let's blow something up. When all else fails, let's blow something up.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
Are you losing your hair? Fight back with Avacor, now with Boost, which gives you visibly thicker hair with the first application.
I'm 20 years old and I've been losing my hair for 3 years. I started using Avacor and my hair stopped falling out. It's working.
Well, I'm 72 years old and I can tell you honestly, I have a fuller, healthier head of hair now than I did when I was 18 years old. Avacor really worked.
Whether you're 20, 72, or any age in between, Avacor works. An Avacor Boost will improve your hair's appearance the same day you receive your order. Call now and find out how you can get 3 months of Avacor free with your order. Call 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270. This is a limited time offer, so call right now. 1-800-884-6270. That's 1-800-884-6270.
Hey, John Madden here for Ace Hardware. With energy prices expected to be sky high this winter, it's a great time to stop by your neighborhood Ace store and find out how to prepare your home. The helpful folks at Ace are experts on how to keep the cold air out and your heating dollars in. Need to caulk gaps, weather strip your windows and doors, replace your furnace filter, get a programmable thermostat? All of these things are easy with help from Ace. So stop by your nearby Ace Hardware store this weekend. Ace, the helpful place.
Ace is the place with the helpful hardware folks.
This is Larry King. If you want to protect your immune health, you should know about the C I take. Ester C, an advanced form of vitamin C that's quickly absorbed. Ester C works in your immune system for 24 hours, helping you get the protection your body needs. So do what I do. Protect yourself with Ester C. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester C and Ester E everywhere vitamins are sold.
If you're one of the millions of Americans that suffers from acne or knows a friend or a loved one suffering, please turn up your radio and take down this life-changing information. Introducing Epiclear, the revolutionary new advanced skin treatment imported from Europe, formulated to help get rid of pimples and prevent further breakouts. Great for all ages and most skin irritations, Epiclear is doing something that no other acne treatment formula has ever done. Ever. We're so confident that Epiclear will clear up your skin that we're willing to let you try it for free. That's right, you heard free, and we mean free. Over a $70 value delivered without a prescription right to your house.
Call now while free supplies last at 1-800-701-3026. Nothing to risk and everything to gain. Call Epiclear at 1-800-701-3026. That was 1-800-701-3026. Limit one order per household, please. Call 1-800-701-3026. Shipping and handling not included.
Are you working 8-hour days, fighting traffic and long commutes? How would you like to work from home and never have to worry about finances again? Now you can. Cindy is a mother of three beautiful kids and used to clean houses for a living to make ends meet. She found out about HomeBiz6.com. Her first month full-time, she earned $2,500. Her income increased about $1,000 per month and now earns $16,000 a month. Tori says, "Before I started my own business, I worked 10-hour days in a high-pressure job. I wore out my car commuting back and forth to work. Now I make over $100,000 a year in my pajamas." Go to HomeBiz6.com. Order a free, no-obligation work-from-home training package. Shipping not included. That's HomeBiz6.com. Tracy, a restaurant manager who came home to be a full-time mom, made $1,000 her first month and was earning $5,000 a month just 6 months in the business. Get free information now. Log on to HomeBiz6.com. That's HomeBiz6.com.
Attention all Americans without dental coverage. Now you can save from 20 to 50% or more off your dental bill with the People's Dental Plan. Just log on to www.savemysmile.com to get your money-saving membership today. This discount plan saves you money on virtually all dental procedures, cleanings, root canals, braces, fillings, x-rays, crowns, and more at over 24,000 locations nationwide. Membership costs just $9.95 a month and covers your whole family with no limits on use, so it could more than pay for itself the very first time you visit the dentist. Important, you can save from 20 to 50% or more on virtually all dental procedures. Your satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Log on to SaveMySmile.com and get your People's Dental Plan membership today. Offered through People's Benefit Services, Inc., not an insurance plan.
So, isn't this a nice restaurant?
It's fabulous, but...
What? You were wondering if I brought enough cash?
Well, no, but...
No worries. I've got the Dynasys Visa prepaid card. It's good anywhere Visa debit is accepted.
Great, but...
And the Dynasys card is so legit, it's the player's choice of prepaid cards.
But, baby...
Yeah?
Who are all these guys?
Them? That's Vladimir Guerrero, Frank Thomas, Pedro Martinez, Kurt Schilling, Greg Maddox, and that there is my man, Pudge Rodriguez.
Well, your man...
What?
Won't let me eat my dinner.
Yo, Pudge, quit blocking the plate.
Dynasys Visa prepaid card. No credit checks, no bank account needed. Call 1-800-406-3636 to get yours today. Loaded at thousands of retailers. Use it online, pay bills, or get cash at ATMs. Dynasys, the card you deserve, the name you trust. Call 1-800-406-3636. That's 1-800-406-3636. Official licensee, Major League Baseball Players Association. Issued by MetaBank, Sioux Falls, South Dakota.
Justice and the American way. It's more of Mike Malloy.
It's about 25 before the hour. So Stephen Hadley, National Security Advisor, which in and of itself is a joke on America. This guy defines insecurity and the possibility of real destruction once again hitting the United States. But there he is, Stephen Hadley, one of the architects of the war on Iraq, one of the architects of the attack on this country. I'm sorry, the response to the attack in this country in 2001, and one of the real evil forces inside the Bush crime family. There are so many branches of evil. This Stephen Hadley, represents just one. At the press briefing today, a reporter said, "Do you believe now, even if the intelligence was not manipulated, that perhaps in the White House it was assessed with preconceived ideas or not enough skepticism?" Now, keep in mind, truth seeker, that that question is being asked of a man whose job was to manipulate, was to destroy skepticism. It's incredible. Here's the question again. Do you believe now, even if the intelligence was not manipulated, that perhaps the White House, in the White House, it was assessed with preconceived ideas or not enough skepticism?
You try and test intelligence, but in the end of the day, the president looks to his senior intelligence officials for their judgments on the intelligence. That's how it should be. You test it, you probe it. The president tests it, and the president probes it. But as you know, the case that was brought to him in terms of the NIE and parts of which have been made public was a very strong case.
Oh, yeah? Really? So the president looks to his senior intelligence officials for their judgments on the intelligence? You mean those fine, upstanding men like Karl Rove and Dick Cheney and Irving Libby and you, Stephen? Is that what you mean? And he says, as you know, the case that was brought to him for the attack on Iraq, in terms of the national intelligence estimate, and the parts of which have been made public, was a very strong case. Really, Stephen? So PNAC's plans for Iraq, which were laid out years before 9/11, had nothing to do with the so-called faulty intel reports Bush used to justify his invasion? Well, let me tell you something, Stephen. Your former boss, Colin Powell, begs to differ. But you see, Colin Powell, Stephen, is having a terrible attack of conscience. Because Colin Powell, being a war veteran, understands what he was a party to, understands now the lies and deceptions that he knew about, but for some reason, I don't know, maybe he felt his job depended on it or his life depended on it, I don't know. But now he's starting to come out of the thicket of lies that you filthy, filthy pigs constructed for the consumption of the American people. Your former boss, Stephen, Colin Powell, begs to differ. Stephen Hadley is one of those people that is so responsible for where we are now. All right, let's can we do some phone calls? All right, it's about 22 before the hour. Let's do some phone calls. We have some open lines, so fill them up. The phone number here is 866-303-2270. Let's start with Myron in Georgia. Myron, welcome to the program.
Hey, Mike, how you doing this evening?
Doing fine, Myron. How are you?
Oh, I'm doing just great, Mike. I see Mr. Robinson is at it again, huh?
Oh, man.
You know, Mike, let me ask you this. Who is Hitler's ministry propagandist minister? What was his name?
Wasn't that? That was Goebbels, wasn't it? Joseph Goebbels?
Oh, Joseph Goebbels?
Yeah.
Oh, Joseph Goebbels ain't got nothing on Pat Robertson, do
he? No, he doesn't. No, he doesn't. Pat Robertson is a sick man. He really is. I mean, I don't care how you look at it. He's a sick man.
He really is, Mike. You know, Mike, I've called, you know, your broadcast before, and I don't think I never announced it. But Mike, I am a Christian, and, you know, I do believe in Jesus Christ. But, Mike, the Jesus that I serve, the one I believe in as my Savior,
mm-hmm.
is not the same one that Pat Robertson talk about.
I wouldn't think.
No. Because the Jesus that I know, Mike, uh-huh. when they never told those people in Dover that I'm going to kill you because you sin. I mean, really. As a matter of fact, the Jesus that I read about in the Bible, he sat down with sinners and ate with them. You know what I mean? But the Pharisees had a problem with that.
Mm-hmm.
So that puts Pat Robertson in the category of a Pharisee.
Yeah, it does.
And one more thing, Mike. The current recent pullout in Israel You know, the evangelical community went nuts when that happened.
Oh, I know they did.
You know?
Oh, they were providing some of the pressure to stop Sharon from pulling out. Of course, Sharon doesn't give a tinker's damn, not really, about these evangelical Christians, because
right.
he knows eventually he's going to have to kill them or be killed by them.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, what Sharon was looking for was a way to consolidate his power, shore up his southern flank, and it just, it's not worth it to him to have members of the Israeli Defense Force scattered and that far away from their real objective, which is control of the occupied and expansion of the occupied territories. So, the Christian fundamentalists, the Christian evangelicals in this country who cheer on Netanyahu or Sharon or whatever Likudite that happens to be in power at any given time, they don't care about the politics inside Israel. They don't care. All they care about, well, the Jews have to control Israel so that Jesus will find pleasure in that.
Right.
Or God will, or somebody will, and Jesus will come back if there are enough dead bodies.
Mm-hmm.
And then, of course, the Jews can all be all have their throats cut by the Christian evangelicals if the Jews don't accept Christ as their personal Savior. Now, you just told me you're a Christian, you believe in Jesus, so I know you don't believe any of that nonsense that I just said, but the Christian evangelicals in this country, for the most part, do, and you know they do.
Oh, yes, I do, Mike. You know, ever since I've been born again, Mike, that's something I never really followed up was that Zionist propaganda. You know, I've done my own research, okay? See, I've learned how to read and study for myself. I don't need no Gustavo televangelist to tell me anything, Mike, because God blessed me with a mind to think for myself and gave me eyes to read, okay, for myself. And I've done my own research, Mike, about this. Now, Mike, I'm saying this. I don't have anything against the Jewish community, none whatsoever, okay? But when it comes to lies and propaganda, Mike, I don't follow it up, okay?
So, okay, but you can say that about anybody.
Oh, yes.
Okay.
Definitely, Mike. Not just that category of people, anybody, you know? Mm. No matter what color, nationality, or religion, anyone, Mike. Because right. the God that I serve, Mike, okay, I have a relationship with him. And I don't need no human being my mediator between my God and myself here on earth. You see what I'm saying?
I see what you're saying. All right, Myron, let's leave it there. I appreciate you checking in as always. You take care, okay?
You too.
All right, Myron.
Bye-bye.
Bob is calling from Queens, New York. Bob, welcome to the program.
You know, Mike, when Howard Dean was castigated and blamed for that statement, he was asked the question, well, is the world better off without Saddam Hussein, and has the experience of terrorism been reduced? And he says, I don't think terrorism has been reduced. In fact, he predicted all of this, that this would be a recruiting tool for bin Laden and all these people who say, listen, do you see? America invaded you. They want to convert you. These Christians want to convert you.
That's right.
They want to occupy you. They want our oil. They want to turn you into Christians. Didn't anybody anticipate that this would be the cause celebre for radical Islam?
Well, people who have sense, people who could look at the situation as it was going to develop inevitably, yeah, could come to that conclusion. The Bush crime family members and the PNAC members who pushed this, they don't give a damn. They don't care. How many people die? It doesn't matter.
No, but yet they said we'd be greeted with flowers and chocolates. And didn't anybody anticipate that we would be looked upon as an occupying Western, pro-Israeli, Christian nation?
Oh, absolutely. The military high command in the United States didn't buy that nonsense at all. As a matter of fact, don't forget why, who is the general who is cashiered? Because he said, once we do invade, not only are they not going to welcome us with open arms and kisses on the cheeks, but it's going to take 200,000 Americans to control that country for the foreseeable future. And that general was, I'm drawing a blank on his name, he was essentially fired. He was forced to take early retirement.
Well, General Zinni and General Shinseki both said that.
Well, there you go. It was Zinni, I believe.
You know what we did wrong in this thing, just from a military point of view?
Showing up to begin with.
No, just I agree with that, of course. But I'm saying once we did go in, First of all, you had to seal the borders because you had to prevent people from coming in. And what we did, we disbanded the army, the Sunni army. We sent 200,000 young kids with their weapons home, unemployed. And we said, go have a nice life. What do you think is going to happen? There's 60% unemployment in Iraq.
Well, they are part of the force now that is killing American invaders. Hey, listen, I have to leave it there. Thanks, Bob. I appreciate you checking in. You have a nice evening. We'll be right back. I'm Mike Malloy.
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is Larry King with something every vitamin C user should know. All vitamin C is not the same. There's a unique form of C, ester C, the only vitamin C with metabolites. It's non-acidic, so it's gentle on your stomach. Plus, ester C is quickly absorbed and works for 24 hours. So do what I do. Take Ester C, Advanced Protection, Ester Protection. Look for Advanced Protection, Ester C, and Ester E everywhere vitamins are sold.
Musicians, right now, get the gear you want and keep your cash. I'm talking about guitar, amps, effects,
hey, Zero,
drum, keyboard, turntables,
hey, Zip,
mics, mixers, multi-tracks, and more.
Hey, nada.
It's Guitar Center's Don't Pay Till 2007 financing event with no minimum, no payments, and no interest for 14 months on every top manufacturer. Gibson, Pearl, Yamaha, Roland, Cascade, JBL, and more. Guitar Center's Don't Pay Till 2007 financing event is going on now. Don't miss it. Call 877-MUSICIAN for a store near you.
Mom just turned 82. I really worry about her living alone.
My mom's 74, and this is the first year she's going to be on her own. It's pretty scary.
My dad's 88. He's in great shape, but I still need to check on him several times a day.
Each year, more and more older Americans choose to maintain their independence and live alone. But if you're a child of one of them, you worry. What would happen if they became ill, got injured, or fell, and were unable to reach a phone? The answer is a small pendant from Alert USA. This two-way personal emergency response system is meant for those times when help is needed, but the phone is out of reach. The wearer simply presses the pendant, alerting our monitoring station, who then summons help to their residents. Right now, for a limited time, get the Alert USA system for just 50 cents a day. For a free brochure, call 1-800-401-8833. That's 1-800-401-8833. Act now, and we'll also send you a free 911 cell phone when you subscribe. 1-800-401-8833.
Here it is, the first antidepressant that's absorbed through your eyeballs. It's Funny Times, the monthly journal of drop-dead funny cartoons and political humor. And right now, you can try it for 3 months absolutely free. The Washington Post says, quote, Funny Times may be the best leftist magazine in America, unquote. With Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, Funny Times is the highlight reel of funny. And now your first three issues are free. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but we bet you'll want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That is a lot of funny for the money. Funny Times, risk-free. It'll be like seeing 100 funny shrinks every month. Call 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
Ever send an email that you wish you could get back? We've all had it. Sender regret. That feeling you get right after you send an email with the wrong attachment, the wrong information, or to the wrong person. Now you can get those emails back with Big String, the world's first recallable, erasable, self-destructing email. Big String lets you send emails that self-destruct, can't be printed, can't be saved, can't be forwarded. Now you can have the ultimate in email privacy and control for yourself or your business. Now you can self-destruct or change your email after it's already been sent or read. You'll never have to worry about an embarrassing email again. It's your email, and
you should decide who gets to read it and for how long. Send important emails, pictures, and documents with total peace of mind that Big String is protecting you.
Protect your privacy and take control of your email. Act now and get an extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free.
To get your extra 6 months of Big String absolutely free, go to BigString2.com. That's BigString, the number 2.com. BigString2.com for total email privacy and control.
Secretary of State Powell's presentation to the United Nations Security Council. The world knows that Saddam Hussein has weapons of mass destruction.
It's about 9 before the hour. Let's go back to the phone calls here. Paul is calling from Miami. Paul, welcome to the program. Paul's not there. All right, let's move on to Jerry in Kentucky. Now we have Paul. All right, Paul in Miami. Hey, Paul.
Mike, yeah, listen, I work in an environment where I am able to occasionally see the television during the day. And it became aware to me that these televangelists that are on TV all the time, and you know them because they're there. I mean,
right.
Anytime, you know, if you know who we're talking about.
Oh, sure.
I'm curious. These guys are proselytizing, but at the same time, they're pushing a political message. Just 2 days ago, and that's like the one that comes to recent mind because I'm busy working, but they're bringing up the name of Bill Frist and some other people along with their whole concept about, oh, we're going to solve the hunger and the wars here in Darfur. And they're putting out Bill Frist's name as this great guy. Mm-hmm. Now, I'm curious, are these guys able to do this? Do you know if they have a tax-exempt status? And if they have a tax-exempt status, how in the world are they getting away with having a tax-exempt status as a church and at the same time, bringing up names of politicians who, as we all know, we know where they are and what they're doing. Do you have an answer for me, Mike?
I don't. I don't know what the status is, the tax status, of Trinity Broadcast Network. They're the biggest offenders, I believe, the TBN network that dumped so much of this filth into cable. The cable world, the only redeeming factor is you have to be a subscriber to basic cable to see this filth. But Trinity Broadcast Network is the biggest offender. I think it's a for-profit organization. If it's for-profit, they can say anything they want as long as they don't advocate the violent overthrow of the U.S. government or physical harm to anybody in the position of anyone elected to any government official. I don't know, maybe they can't advocate harm to anybody, period. But so I don't know. I have no ideas for you. I have no answer or explanation for you. I do know that the 24/7 religious broadcasting in this country, whether it's radio or television, is another contributing factor to the dumbing down of this country, B, the paranoia of this country, C, the warlike attitude of this country. These are evil people. This religious broadcasting is just evil, vile stuff, as I think you're pointing out.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, that's what I wanted to know, and I think you kind of answered the question, because if these guys are for a for-profit network, then I guess, hey, you know, let them do their thing, and the only
they can do whatever they want
to are people like you.
Right, but I think Trinity Broadcast, they're for-profit, I believe. Now, I don't know. I would think they are, because if you look at the people who usually conduct these television, so-called religious, so-called Christian television shows, they are dripping with trailer trash jewelry and trailer trash hairdos and trailer trash clothing. Not that there's anything wrong with living in trailers, but you understand what I'm saying.
Yeah. The kind of joke was here, like, not only that, but, I mean, here it was an affront. Here is that they're putting up Bill Frist as this great guy. And then the other thing is they're talking about the underlying, and I'm don't get me wrong. I've never read a Harry Potter book in my life. I went to see one of the movies because just, you know, the entertainment factor. And I thought the movie was kind of cute, you know?
Right.
But here they're talking about the underlying evil influence of the Harry Potter books.
Oh, I know. They're sick bastards. They find evil in, they find evil in everything except in the mirror, which is where the most evil that these people could possibly ever be confronted with exists. In their bathroom mirrors. Hey, listen, thanks, Paul. I got to move on. Thanks
Appreciate
for checking.
Appreciate it, Mike. Thank
All
you.
Right,
bye-bye.
Sir. Take care. That's where the evil for these people really resides in their own mirrors. It's so contemptible. But that's just the way it goes when you live in a society that has a system that calls itself free market, which it is not, which calls itself capitalism, which it is not. When you live in that sort of society and you have a media empire that is allegedly owned by the people, which it is not, and on and on and on, this sort of thing can happen very easily. Jerry is calling from Kentucky. Jerry, welcome to the program.
Well, welcome. One of us is awful prescient because when I talked to your screener, I was talking about the real underlying causes of why we're in Iraq and why the war. And going back to the staged 9/11, those buildings, all three of them, and most Americans only think of two, but the third one wasn't even hit by an airplane, and they collapsed in the most marvelous controlled demolition and fell into pieces of steel that could easily be loaded onto trucks. And it just happens that Marvin Bush was, you know, an officer in the Securicom company that handled electronic security at the time for all the WTC buildings.
Yeah.
All of these things add up to a conspiracy. I'm a private pilot, and I have managed to get myself a couple miles off course on a VFR flight plan, and I was intercepted by two F-16s.
Mm-hmm.
And yet these airliners weren't intercepted, and they were flying around for an hour.
Gee, I wonder why.
Yeah, and, you know, never has there been an airliner crash where one of the black boxes wasn't recovered, let alone four airliners allegedly crashed, and not one black box recovered. Something mighty amazing.
Jerry, let me put you on hold. I got to take a break here. If you stay there, this is like a 10-minute break. If you'll stay there, I'll come back, and we'll pick it up where you left off. Okay?
Because I wanted to go back earlier.
Okay, just stick around. Everybody stick around. Top of the hour break, which is a long one. Stay with us. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America.
On Air America Radio.
Larry King here. You may have heard news about vitamin E lately. If you're like me and you believe in taking vitamin E to protect your health, here's something you should know. There's one vitamin E that's different. It's all natural ester E. Only ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. You get more than protection. You get advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold. This is Larry King. If you're like me, you believe in taking vitamin C to protect your health. But are vitamin pills delicious? No. Then you need to check out Ester C Soft Chews. These orange-flavored chews are a great way to get the advanced protection of Ester C. I love them. My kids love them. And you will, too. Ester C Soft Chews. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
The people who provide Care One Credit Counseling Services know how to help you get out of debt and get on with your life. So call now, 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019. We can help you stop the collection calls, pay off your debt sooner, and save
save up to 57% every month.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
Call for licensing details. Get out of debt and get on with your life. Gather up your bills and talk to the people who can help, to the people who care. Call Care One Credit Counseling now. 800-297-3019. 800-297-3019. That's 800-297-3019.
Air America Radio News, I'm Bill Crowley. Senate Democrats say they want to know more about Supreme Court nominee Samuel Alito's handling of a 2002 appeals case that involved several investment companies. Alito had a six-figure investment in one of those companies, Vanguard. The eight Democrats on the Senate Judiciary Committee say Alito promised back in 1990 to disqualify himself from any cases involving Vanguard. The lawmakers sent a letter to the 3rd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals seeking the original opinion in the case, which was unpublished. They're also asking for any communication from the White House or Justice Department about Alito's decision to participate. Vanguard and the other investment companies had been sued by a widow who claimed she was denied funds originally belonging to her deceased husband. The Bush administration denies Alito did anything wrong. Bird flu in the Persian Gulf region for the first time. Two cases of the disease have been detected in birds in Kuwait. One is an imported bird at the airport, the second an infected bird found on a beach. The Kuwaiti agriculture chief says there have been no cases of bird flu in people in his country, but he's not sure if it's the same strain of flu that has forced destruction of millions of birds elsewhere, mainly in China. Scientists are concerned the strain could change into a form that could spread among people, triggering a pandemic. China today said it has confirmed two more outbreaks in flocks in northeastern China. The premier says China is facing a serious situation because bird flu is still spreading despite increasing efforts to stop it. Two-thirds of the 64 reported human deaths from bird flu have happened in Vietnam. A suicide attack near a Baghdad restaurant frequented by police killed 35 people today. Al-Qaeda in Iraq claiming responsibility, saying it was in retaliation for U.S.-Iraqi military action near the Syrian border. Officials initially thought two bombers were involved, but police say one attacker wore a belt and carried a bomb. Earlier in Saddam Hussein's hometown of Tikrit, a car bomb exploded near a group of men outside an army recruiting center. Seven people killed, 13 wounded. Hundreds of Jordanians were rallying in the streets outside one of the hotels hit by suicide bombers yesterday. Some shouted for the death of the Jordanian-born militant who leads al-Qaeda in Iraq, Abu Musab al-Zarqawi. That group claimed responsibility on the Internet today. Protesters called him the villain and the traitor. The U.S. Embassy in Jordan says two Americans were among the 56 people killed in yesterday's attacks. In New York City, police are taking no chances the day after the bombings in Jordan. They're adding patrols, focusing, they say, specifically on hotels in Midtown and downtown Manhattan. The New York City Police Department sending squad cars and extra patrol officers visible at many Midtown Manhattan hotels. This is Air America Radio News.
If you need a better way to present or collaborate during your conference calls, the solution is simple. Web conferencing with GoToMeeting. During your call, everyone logs on to GoToMeeting.com and your computer desktop shows up on their computer screen. It's perfect for sales or product demos, training, or real-time collaboration. It's just like you're all in the same room. GoToMeeting is so easy, all you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection. And it's affordable. You're not charged per minute like other providers. So meet as often as you want, for as long as you need, for one low monthly rate. With GoToMeeting, you can meet with anyone, anywhere, without leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com. Click the radio microphone and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMeeting.com, radio microphone, promo AMERICA. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
You know, people pay as much as $48 for a pound of gourmet coffee, as much as $150 for a diet pill. Well, what if we combine the two into a great-tasting coffee that guarantees you'll lose weight? Well, we have, and it's called Slim Cafe. A combination of 7 safe and effective diet ingredients blended into a gourmet coffee. This 28-ounce bag of Slim Cafe is a 45-day supply. Simply replace your coffee with ours and watch those pounds fade away. And if you don't lose 5 or 10 pounds, well, return it for a full refund, no questions asked. Get started on your own weight loss program by calling toll-free now. You'll get a 45-day supply of delicious Slim Cafe for only $39.95. And remember, if you don't start losing pounds, return it for a full refund. Call now and start your day with Slim Cafe. Call toll-free right now, 1-800-399-6220. That's 1-800-399-6220. Call now, 1-800-399-6220.
If you're considering a loan or bankruptcy to get out of debt, it's time for you to stop and think about how your decision will affect your finances and your credit rating. Before you do anything, talk to the experts at Trinity First. They'll provide you with a free debt analysis and a proven plan to get you out of debt.
We owe thousands in credit card debt. Those past due notices were piling up, and the collection calls were getting ugly.
Trinity looked at our situation and put us on a plan.
We started saving money, and we stopped dodging phone calls.
Trinity gave us one monthly payment we could handle.
They reduced our interest, so over time, we saved thousands.
If your debt has you down, call Trinity.
We did. Now we're debt-free for keeps.
Trinity!
Call the experts at Trinity for your free debt analysis at 800-936-7649. That's 800-936-7649. Call now, 800-936-7649.
Welcome back. 7 past the hour. I'm getting an awful lot of comments here, one way or the other, about Trinity Broadcast Network, TBN. One of our listeners sent me their partners, their donation page, and it says all donations are tax deductible. Well, I don't know. I've gotten other emails from people that say, no, it's a for-profit corporation. So, you know, I really don't know. I really don't know how it works. I do know that they are overt propagandists for the worst right-wing religio-fascists in the country. All right, back to Jerry, who called in from Kentucky. The underlying causes for the war, is that what you were about to tell us about?
Yeah, the underlying causes for the war go back to the last probably reasonable Republican president we had, Dwight Eisenhower. Watch out for the military-industrial complex.
Yeah.
It's very clear that they, through the military-industrial complex, arranged to build voting machines, deployed them in Florida, and in 2000 the first payoff came.
Mm-hmm.
When the votes were counted by the machines, they didn't in any way represent the exit polls. And the first time in history that the exit polls were that wrong, and everybody was amazed. And then again, it happened in 2004. Could it be those machines were a little bit flaky? Built by Diebold,
yeah,
one of the largest Republican contributors in history, who guaranteed Bush the election in Ohio? Nah, it couldn't be, could it?
So well, then, yeah.
After Bush gets elected in 2000, well, his presidency is sort of going sideways, if not anywhere. And His brother owns a security company on 9/11. They get a new investor to buy into 9/11 or buy the leases out. He takes out huge insurance policies, rig the buildings with them explosives, find out that his buddies in Al-Qaeda, and remember the Bush family was partners with Saudis and with Kuwaitis,
mm-hmm.
and there's lots of family connections to that money, and right. There's plenty of evidence of lots of information that said that there was going to be an attack. Mm-hmm. And if you've already rigged the explosions, you can make it a very spectacular attack. You know, only one building in the world, or actually two buildings in the World Trade Center were evacuated before the first airplane hit, and one of them contained Giuliani's amazing bunker that was, you know, fortified, bulletproof, explosion-proof, et cetera. Also contained the SEC files on the Enron investigation. It was very convenient that that building blew up after the other ones.
Well, I know where you're going with this, Jerry, and I don't disagree with everything you're saying. It's just that if I sit and listen to this, I'm going to go insane.
Yeah, what are you going to do about it?
Well, I don't know. What do you want to do?
The first thing we got to do is watch out for the rigged machines in the next damn election.
Well, that's true, but the machines are there. I don't know. What do we do? Do we do like the Bush crime family? Do we hire private militias to go blow up the machines in the warehouses where they're kept?
We mount a very vocal campaign to ensure that there are international observers and that there are.
But that's not good. But that's not going to happen. You and I can scream about it. We can get 100,000 more people to scream with us. Not going to happen. Is it time to raise our own militia? Is it time to really enforce the Second Amendment and follow Thomas Jefferson's admonition that every once in a while the Tree of Liberty has to be nurtured with the blood of tyrants and patriots? I don't know what to do, Jerry.
Yeah, I don't want to go there in any kind of a public forum or meeting because
well, it's a legitimate question. One of the framers of the Constitution, the chief framer of the Constitution, said it. All I'm doing is quoting him.
Padilla is sitting in Guantanamo, and he ain't going to get out in a long, long time.
Well, when they pry this microphone from my cold, dead fingers or whatever. But, no, I understand what you're saying. Jerry, I have no answers. Like I've said on this program a lot of times, I don't know what to do. I don't know what to do. I'm hoping that somebody a lot smarter than me, which is about 99% of everybody, will come up with an idea. Maybe John Lash, the guy we had on tonight, who's going to run for Hastert's seat. Maybe ballot box.
A lot of us can come up with many little ideas, and among them, some of them are going to be good, and some of them are going to work.
Well, I hope.
I just moved to Kentucky from Oregon, which has mail voting, and which is a lot less likely to be rigged.
Mm-hmm.
There's only one opportunity at the counting there, where in the paper ballot world, et cetera, a lot of rigging can occur at many places, as we saw in Florida.
Right.
So, you know, and maybe some of our officials are not completely corrupt, and maybe they'll actually vote for some election law reform. There are a couple bills in front of the House right now, and I've written my representatives and senators about getting those bills passed, that, you know, basically say any electronic voting has to have an audit trail, things like that. Unfortunately, the initiatives in Ohio went down in flames.
Well, when you're using corrupt voting machines to decide to get rid of corrupt voting machines.
I don't have much faith that there will ever be another government that isn't neo-fascist, neocon.
Well, that's the worry. Jerry, I got to leave you there. Thanks a lot, pal.
Okay.
I appreciate you checking in. All right, take care. You know, Eisenhower, since Jerry was referring to him, there's a whole page of Eisenhower quotes if you do a Google on Eisenhower quotes. And I think the one Jerry was referring – well, not the one he's referring to, but the one I was like, every gun that is made, every warship launched, every rocket fired signifies in the final sense a theft from those who hunger and are not fed, those who are cold and are not clothed. Now, that's almost right out of Jesus' mouth, isn't it, huh? Right? And that was from Eisenhower. Yeah. All right. Back to the phone calls. Mike is calling from Seattle. Mike, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on.
Hello. Good job, guy. My brother's a colonel in the Army, and to be real honest, I don't support my brother, and I don't support the troops. I think we've been browbeat to support the troops, and I think there's a number of people that are fearful to say that. Well, I say bull. You know, what was that line from the 70s? What if they threw a war and nobody came?
Yeah, really.
With an all-volunteer army, in this particular place, these people, including my brother, come close to being mercenaries. We're there for the oil. You know, my heart broke when he joined. My heart breaks every time he re-ups. The further up in rank he goes, the more implicit he becomes. I was born in 1960, and every day I watched the Vietnam War. I watched the full screen of the war in the background, the casualty camp going on in the bottom right-hand corner. We saw the body bags. We saw the war. But we also saw the people stop the war. They went in the streets. So we know what we need to do. We need to get back in the streets. We need to get on the Internet, on the radio, stay in the streets, stay on the Internet, stay on the radio. We stopped the Vietnam War in the middle of a corrupt Republican.
Well, but don't forget the major ally that the American public had when they took to the streets was the media in this country, the three networks that were in existence at the time on radio and television. There were only three. Well, there might have been four, Mutual Radio Network, I guess. But there were three or four networks, and they were pretty much united in, or not, they weren't united, but they pretty much were against, eventually, the war in Southeast Asia. And it was through the networks, especially television, that the American people realized that they had a legitimate claim and that they could come out of their houses and out of their schools and churches and universities and take to the streets and say, no, hell no, to a war. Now, for individuals who stuck their heads up about this war, like Dr. King, they were immediately assassinated. They were immediately murdered. So it did take hundreds of thousands of people in the streets. And but I think part of that was because we had a media at the time that believed that the war was unjust and illegitimate. So I don't, you know, again, I can say, Mike, what I said to Jerry. I have no idea what to do. I hope you're right. I got to leave it there, pal. Thanks a lot. I appreciate you checking in. We'll be right back. This is Air America.
You're listening to the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
The conservative campaign to promote junk science at the expense of public health knows absolutely no shame. Take the tale of Dr. Gilbert Ross and the bizarrely named American Council on Science and Health. The council is funded by industry, and its righteous causes have included environmental cigarette smoke and keeping arsenic in treated wood. Since 1999, Dr. Ross has been the council's medical director. His soothing voice can be heard on TV and radio, selling garbage science to a largely unsuspecting public. But there's something else you should know about Dr. Ross. In 1995, he lost his medical license and spent the next year in federal prison, convicted of helping defraud New York State Medicaid of $8 million. Oops, it's time for a second opinion.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
What can we do about these clowns in Washington? Well, we can laugh. We can laugh hard and often, which is the whole idea of Funny Times. Funny Times is the monthly journal of flat-out funny cartoons and political humor, the highlight reel of funny. And right now you can sample it for 3 months absolutely free. Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, and all free. Recent medical studies prove laughter prevents heart attacks and even helps you lose weight. So even if I didn't tell you to try Funny Times, your doctor might. So call this number, 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but we'll bet you'll want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That is a lot of funny for the money. Funny Times risk-free. Call 1-888-FUNNY-TIMES or go to funnytimes.com.
If getting life insurance is on your things to do list, now you can get a term life policy in just 10 minutes. 10 minutes to get up to $250,000 of term life insurance if you qualify through Jefferson National Life Insurance Company. Call now for a free quote. 1-866-492-2500. With Jefferson National, there's no medical exam, no long forms, and no agent will visit you. Just take 10 minutes over the phone. If you qualify, your term life coverage starts right away. Call now. 1-866-492-2500. Getting life insurance has never been easier to cross off your list. Contains limitations not available in all states. Term life issued by Jefferson National, Dallas, Texas, under form number JNL-SEL03 and the American Life Insurance Company of New York, New York, under form number ANLYSEL03. Call Jefferson National now, 1-866-492-2500, 1-866-492-2500. That's 1-866-492-2500.
All your critical information is on your office PC. To work from home or while traveling, you have to copy everything to disk, email files to yourself, or sync up your laptop. What a hassle. Here's your solution. Go to MyPC, the easiest, most secure access solution on the market. With Go to MyPC, you can access your office PC from anywhere in the world, all over the internet. Log on to gotomypc.com and your desktop instantly appears just as if you were sitting in front of your office computer. Work with all your programs and files, check email, and access any network resource. All you need is internet access, no additional software, and it works automatically with firewalls. With Go to MyPC, anything you can do at your office PC, you can now do from, well, anywhere. You can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days with unlimited access. Visit www.gotomypc.com, click the radio listener link, and use promo code AMERICA. That's GoToMyPC.com. Radio listener link, promo AMERICA. Try GoToMyPC free today.
End your day screaming with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Mother, do you think she's good enough? Mother, do you think she's dangerous?
It's about 22 past the hour. Regarding the use of white phosphorus, the attack on Fallujah back in 2004, or if not white phosphorus, which I believe it was, there's some discussion going around now that that perhaps it was some sort of microwave weapon that has the capacity, or the capability, I should say, of melting human flesh and leaving clothing intact. The analogy is, you know, when you heat food or cook food in a microwave that is sitting in a styrofoam or a microwave-safe dish, you know, the food can burn up into nothing, but the dish remains the same. So whether it was that, I tend to believe it was what the field artillery manual report on the attack on Fallujah said it was, and that was white phosphorus. I know that the military is working on the development of microwave weapons. I know that's coming. But let's go to the Washington Post. Back in 2004, this was just sent to me by, I think it's at Daily Kos. Now, this was written by an embedded reporter, very friendly to the U.S. military attack on Fallujah. But listen to what it says. On Tuesday night, Fallujah's eerily empty streets were littered with shattered concrete and dead bodies, said a resident, shaken by a missile strike on the second story of his family home. Insurgents cloaked in checkered headscarves carried wounded fellow fighters to mosques. Civilians caught in the crossfire were gathered in a hospital donated by the United Arab Emirates and flying a blue and white UNICEF banner. There, medical workers, low on bandages and antiseptic, bound wounds in ripped sheets, and cleaned torn skin with hot water. The Jolan and Ascali neighborhoods seemed particularly hard hurt, with more than half the houses hard hit, with more than half the houses destroyed. Dead bodies were scattered on the streets in narrow alleys of Jolan, one of Fallujah's oldest neighborhoods. Blood and flesh were splattered on the walls of some of the houses, and the streets were full of holes. Some of the heaviest damage apparently was incurred Monday night from air and artillery attacks that coincided with the entry of ground troops into the city. U.S. warplanes dropped 8 2,000-pound bombs on the city overnight, and artillery boomed throughout the night and into the morning. Army Captain Eric Krivda of Gaithersburg, the senior officer in charge of the 1st Infantry Division's Task Force 22 Tactical Operations Command Center, said, "Usually we keep the gloves on. For this operation, we took the gloves off." Some artillery guns fired white phosphorus rounds that create a screen of fire that cannot be extinguished with water. Insurgents reported being attacked with a substance that melted their skin, a reaction consistent with white phosphorus burns. Kamal Hadithi, a physician at a regional hospital, said, quote, "The corpses of the Mujahideen, which we received, were burned, and some corpses were melted." So is there any chance that we can stop with the lies and the nonsense? Of course not. The function of the Bush crime family, the Rumsfeld crime family, the Cheney crime family, all of these bastards, their sole function is to heap lie upon lie upon lie. These people lust after death and destruction. They made their bones killing people in the 80s, killing people whenever they had a chance, setting up death squads. These are very, very evil and very, very dangerous people, these Bush crime family members. They really, really are. I mean, come on, folks. But there's a Washington Post report and a report in the U.S. Army's field artillery manual report on how the attack on Fallujah went down. The artillery manual report had, I think, one officer and two non-coms who wrote it, and we quoted it for you, the section, the pertinent section, last night on this program. And here's the Washington Post from over a year ago. So is there any chance that these lying, filthy, murderous sons of bitches who speak for the Pentagon can please shut up? Just shut up when you say that this wasn't done. You know damn good and well it was. How much longer are we going to put up with this? How much longer? Huh? How much longer? I lost all my joy, but what did I see? Saw a U.S. Marine, how did I get? I swam in your pools, lay under your palm trees. I looked in the eyes of the Indian who lay on the metal of his extent. A total range fighter over the hill. I saw the front line boys pop with their pills. Sick of the mess they find on their desert state. And the bravery of being out of range. Yeah, the person is best. Oh man, what the hell are you gonna kill next? All the time.
This is the Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
My name's Brian, and I've been suffering from psoriasis for over 15 years. And this product, Skin Zinc, it actually works. I love it because there's no steroids. You just spray it on, and it works. It's like having brand new skin.
I'm Janine, and I just want to tell everyone out there that Skin Zinc is amazing. I don't itch. Look, I'm in a T-shirt and shorts. I finally have a social life again. Just try it. It works. Believe me.
My name is Mark, and I've used everything there is to treat the dry, flaky skin on my arms. Skin Zinc helps. I don't know why doctors don't have this, but I'm telling you. They don't.
After using Skin Zinc, it's completely cleared up. Skin Zinc is phenomenal.
I tried Skin Zinc, and in about 1 week, I noticed that the rashes on my arms were going away. It works better than anything I've ever used, period.
Call right now for your in-home 30-day risk-free trial of Skin Zinc at 800-507-5896. That's 800-507-5896. Skin Zinc helps you eliminate psoriasis. Call 800-507-5896. Call now and get relief. 800-507-5896.
Larry King here. You know I've been taking Ester C for years. Did you know that now I take Ester E too? This is a vitamin E with a difference. Only Ester E protects its antioxidant benefits until your body's ready to use it. It's a unique form of all-natural E captured for the first time in a supplement. Do what I do. Take Ester E. Advanced protection. Ester protection. Look for Advanced Protection Ester E and Ester C everywhere vitamins are sold.
Don't let a stiff neck or an aching back or even arthritis keep you from being active. Go out and get the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause medicated patches provide fast and sustained relief to aching muscles and joints. Simply apply the Salon Pause Patch where it hurts and enjoy hours of soothing relief. No fuss, no mess, just lasting relief. So don't let muscle pain slow you down. Be more active with the Salon Pause Patch. Salon Pause is available at major chain drugstores and pharmacies.
So you want to stop smoking. Well, here's what I want you to do. Go to a drugstore and take a stop smoking product off the shelf. Go to the cashier. Tell him you don't want to pay for the product. You just want to take it home and try it. And if, and only if, you stop smoking, will you then come back and pay for it? Most likely, if you tried this, you'd be arrested. But as silly as this sounds, this is exactly what the Smoke-Free free trial offer is. Smoke-Free is a complete all-natural stop smoking system. And when you call today, they will send you a 30-day supply of the program absolutely free. This program eliminates withdrawals, cravings, and includes a 30-day supply of the Smoke-Free capsules, a guide to living smoke-free book, an audio support program, a capsule holder, and a bottle of weight loss capsules, just in case you are worried about gaining weight while you're trying to quit. To find out if you qualify for this free trial offer, join the tens of thousands who have quit for life with Smoke-Free. Call 1-800-684-5908. That's 1-800-684-5908. This is a limited-time offer, so call 1-800-684-5908 now.
Here it is, folks, the first antidepressant that's absorbed through your eyeballs. It's Funny Times, the monthly journal of drop-dead funny cartoons and political humor. And right now, you can try it for 3 months absolutely free. The Washington Post says, quote, Funny Times may be the best leftist magazine in America, unquote, with Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more. Funny Times is the highlight reel of funny. And now your first three issues are free. Did I tell you that? They're free. Did I mention it? They're free. Do you hear me? Free. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com. After three free issues, you can have the last laugh and say no thanks, but you know what? I don't think you will. I think you're going to want to keep laughing and sign up for 12 months at just $23. That's a lot of funny for the money, people. Call this number, 1-888-FUNNYTIMES. It'll be like seeing 100 funny shrinks every month. Funny Times, risk-free. Call 1-888-FUNNYTIMES, or go to funnytimes.com.
If you could cut your mortgage payment by 45%, would that make a difference to you? If you're like most people, it can make a difference of hundreds of dollars a month and thousands of dollars a year. That's why the home loan experts at Quicken Loans created the revolutionary new Smart Choice interest-only loan. It's the flexible mortgage that can lower your payment up to 45%. Homeowners nationwide are calling Quicken Loans at 800-396-9711 to discover the difference for themselves. If you have a mortgage you can't afford not to call, you could see a dramatic drop in your payment even if you've recently refinanced. Call 800-396-9711 now to see how Quicken Loans can lower your house payment up to 45%. Quicken Loans is an equal housing lender. State licensing information available on request. In today's economy, you can't afford to wait. See the difference Quicken Loans can make for you. Call Quicken Loans, America's home loan experts, now. 800-396-9711. 800-396-9711. That's 800-396-9711.
You be the judge. New FlexoFactor helps promote joint strength, flexibility, lubrication, range of motion, and even the renewal of cartilage from your hands and knees to your hips and elbows. And we'll prove it by letting you try it free. A $30 bottle, free. FlexoFactor is a new all-natural joint support supplement that combines five specific joint-supporting ingredients in one exclusive formula. FlexoFactor helps cushion, lubricate, and strengthen joints and cartilage over time. It's perfect for seniors, weekend athletes, anyone who depends on healthy joints for an active lifestyle. But don't take our word for it. You be the judge. Call now and try a free bottle of FlexoFactor, a $30 value. You simply provide $4.95 to help cover shipping and handling. FlexoFactor. We know that if you try it, you'll buy it. Call 1-800-364-9974. That's 1-800-364-9974. Limit one bottle per household. Call 1-800-364-9974.
You're listening to Resistance Radio with Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
Twenty-six before the hour, Frank is calling from New York City. Frank, welcome to the program. Thanks for holding on. Okay, let's try again. Frank is calling from New York City. Hey, Frank, welcome to the program.
Hello.
Oh, no.
Frank? All right, let's put Frank on hold. We'll come back to Frank later. Don't do that to me, folks. When I come to your phone call, pick it up right away. Susan is calling from New Jersey. Susan, welcome to the program.
Hi.
Hey, Susan.
How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing fine. How are you?
Well, except for being miserable about living in this country, and I can't believe that it's the place I was born into anymore. I don't recognize it anymore. I'm starting to feel like Alice having fallen into the rabbit hole. But the reason I was calling, I said to your screener, there are a lot of things on my mind, and I could say 100 million things this evening, but I've been saying to people lately something that has really been my belief, and that is that there was no reason for us to go to war in Iraq. Absolutely no reason.
Right.
The fact that Saddam Hussein is a bad man was obvious to a lot of the world. And it seems to me that we had the capability, because we have Navy SEALs, and we have the Green Berets, and we have all kinds of operations that are part of this government and part of this country, that could have easily gotten together with other governments, in Israel in particular, and gone in to Iraq and gotten rid of Saddam Hussein. We didn't need to lose 2,000 of our men and women, more than 2,000 of our men and women, and destroy the country of Iraq and kill so many of their citizens. It didn't need to happen. It didn't need to happen at all. And it frustrates the living daylights out of me. And the fact, I mean, I just have this funny feeling, the fact that Cheney was CEO of Halliburton, do you think it's a coincidence that Halliburton, without a bid, happened to get the contract to rebuild?
None of this stuff has any coincidental elements to it at all. This is all carefully laid out, whether it's destruction in Iraq or destruction on the American Gulf Coast. There are certain companies that will profit. If it's bird flu or the panic about bird flu, then Rumsfeld's company will. Susan, I have to respectfully disagree with you here.
Okay.
Where concerns taking out Saddam Hussein. I understand your point. Given those two choices of all the death and destruction, or just sending in a hit squad. If those are the only two choices, then I guess to me the best choice would have been to do nothing. In the first place, Saddam was created by us. His entire script was written by the United States of America. Whether he was leading the overthrow of the government in Iraq, or whether he was in an eight-year-long war of attrition with Iran, it didn't make any difference. He was our creation. He was our monster. What the United States, in my opinion, should have done, and I've said this many times, and for this I fault Bush 1, Clinton, and Bush 2, if they really wanted to get rid of Saddam, we should have kept a trade and everything as normal as possible with Iraq, the same as what we have done with China. If we wanted to get rid of Fidel Castro, we should have kept everything as normal as possible, because once again, I have to point out that, especially where it concerns Iraq, revolution comes from the middle class. What we did was destroy the middle class. So it would have been up to the people of Iraq, had they so chosen, to overthrow and kill this tyrant who was torturing Iraqi people, doing bad things to Iraqi people, in addition to doing bad things to Iranian people and Kurdish people. You know, he really was an evil, or is, I guess he's still alive, he was and is an evil son of a bitch, and he should have been removed from office. But for the United States, or the United Kingdom, or Russia, or China, or Bolivia to decide that it is their duty to remove someone from office after we have been supporting the thug for 30, 40 years is obscene. It's just absolutely obscene. So there's only one evil element in this whole equation, as far as I'm concerned, and once again, yes, it is the United States. How many times have we created these kinds of people only to then try to destroy them at great loss of innocent life when it's time to get rid of them, whether it's Manuel Noriega or Saddam Hussein or Ngozi Diem, or it doesn't make any difference who it is. We do this over and over and over again. And again, I have to say I just have to disagree with the choice of either a massive invasion or sending in a hit squad. What we should have done was to have supported the development of a middle class. And from that middle class in Iraq, once the people got enough economic freedom and enough political, if they didn't have political freedom, they would have taken it. It happens all the time. It happens in any country. Eventually, the people rise up, unless it is a country that is driven into the ground with poverty. That's why very seldom do you see an honest people's revolution on the continent of Africa. Because there is no middle class. It just doesn't exist in as far as I'm aware of, any sub-Saharan African country. Now, before people start emailing me and telling me about all the intellectuals that exist there, I'm talking about a middle class, hundreds, thousands of people that have the ability to organize, rise up, and overthrow tyrants. So having said all that, I hope I'm not making you angry.
No, you're not making me angry. You're not making me angry at all. You're making me think, because that's something that I like to do. And I don't disagree with you. I mean, it seems that we back all of these dictators, and did we back in Afghanistan against the Russians?
Osama bin Laden.
I think that was his name.
Yeah, the Mujahideen that we armed with surface-to-air missiles, Stinger missiles, and then we bitch and moan and complain about the fact that now our enemy has surface-to-air missiles. It's just insane. Hey, listen, let me leave it there. I appreciate you checking in, Susan, okay?
Thank you very much.
All right, you have a nice evening. Marge is calling from Indiana, I believe, unless they have you in the nervous hospital, too. Indiana, right, Marge?
Yeah, they haven't moved the state yet.
Oh,
those
good.
Up all the license bureaus, but I mean, you know.
Well, I had a couple of emails from people who thought maybe you had bailed out on us or moved back to Ireland or something.
I wish I was born rich instead of so damn good looking, I'll tell you.
Yeah, well, when you're given that choice, I would take the money, too.
Yeah, anyhow.
Yeah. Oh, no, wait, you said rich. Oh, that's right. Yeah, I would take the money, too. But anyway, you're back. Hi,
yeah,
Marge.
Yeah, rich. What do you think? Careful there.
I'm being very careful.
Oh, I'm telling you, these people are something. What was the name of that bomb that they used to talk? Was it a neutron bomb?
The neutron bomb, the one that would get rid of living things and leave buildings and structures intact.
Instead of, what were you calling it?
Microwave weapons now.
Yeah, oh, okay. Well, we're getting modern, I guess.
Isn't that nice? Remember all that? When was that? Back in the late 70s, early 80s? I guess it was during the Reagan years. When they were talking about neutron bomb, oh boy, which would be perfect for right-wingers because it would allow you to kill everything.
Yeah, they wouldn't have to worry about torturing all these people, would they?
Yeah, you could kill everything but still have the assets left over when all the, you know, all the stench from the dead bodies was gone.
Oh, these people, they're beyond belief. A quick note to you, your phones are a little funky tonight.
They are?
Yeah, every time you go to a commercial, I get a busy signal. But I'm persistent, and I got back in, believe it or not.
Well, good for you. I guess we're still having problems. It's a super irritation. I don't know what to do about it except to just...
No, I just wanted to call and comment on a couple of things. You know, the ever-loving, loving heart of Pat Robertson. Oh, dear.
Isn't
God.
That a vile man, Marge?
He's a man of God, Michael.
It's just amazing.
I don't know which God, but some God.
It's amazing, isn't it, how bad this person is?
You're fading on me.
I said it's amazing how bad he really is.
Really beyond belief.
Yeah.
One other thing. Did you happen to see Frontline last night or the night before, whenever it was on?
No, did not.
It was, what was the title? The Last Abortion Clinic, or some such along those lines.
Right.
And watching that, I come to the conclusion that although Lincoln freed the slaves back in 1860, whatever the hell it was, it doesn't apply to women of childbearing age.
You think they're still enslaved?
Oh, God. They're crazy. They're wild.
Well, usually Frontline will replay those documentaries. I'll try to catch it on the go-around. Hold on a second, Marge. We've got to take a break here.
Okay.
We'll come back to you in just a second. This is Air America. I'm Mike Malloy. Stay with us.
Moms can't discern. They just destroy all in their path. Will we ever learn? How many Iraqis per gallon on this endless killing spree? How many kids can you kill and send the lower class?
The Mike Malloy Show on Air America Radio.
This is your Mother Jones Minute. Here's Mother Jones publisher, Jay Harris.
The conservative campaign to promote junk science at the expense of public health knows absolutely no shame. Take the tale of Dr. Gilbert Ross and the bizarrely named American Council on Science and Health. The council is funded by industry, and its righteous causes have included environmental cigarette smoke and keeping arsenic in treated wood. Since 1999, Dr. Ross has been the council's medical director. His soothing voice can be heard on TV and radio, selling garbage science to a largely unsuspecting public. But there's something else you should know about Dr. Ross. In 1995, he lost his medical license and spent the next year in federal prison, convicted of helping defraud New York State Medicaid of $8 million. Oops, it's time for a second opinion.
For the best investigative reporting and news, visit MotherJones.com. This has been a Mother Jones Minute.
Web conferencing has been around for some time, allowing you to hold meetings over the internet during conference calls. You may have heard of WebEx or Live Meeting, but have you checked out their prices? Whoa, talk about expensive. Good news, there's a more affordable way. GoToMeeting. GoToMeeting doesn't charge per minute. For one low, flat monthly rate, hold as many meetings as you want, for as long as you need. With GoToMeeting, you don't need to drive or fly to have a meeting anymore. All you need is a PC, phone, and internet connection, and you can collaborate or present with anyone, anywhere in the world, without ever leaving your office. You can try GoToMeeting free for 30 days with unlimited meetings. For this special offer, visit www.gotomeeting.com, click the radio microphone, and use promo code America. That's gotomeeting.com, radio microphone, promo code America. Discover the power of web conferencing with GoToMeeting.
Attention! If you do not have health insurance, have limited health insurance, or are uninsurable and are worried about the cost of health care, this announcement is for you. For less than $2 a day, your entire family can save thousands of dollars on all medical expenses thanks to Synergy Health. With more than 600,000 providers around the country, Synergy Health can save you up to 60% on doctors, hospitals, hearing, vision, prescriptions, and even dental care. Plus, you'll get great savings on chiropractic, alternate medicine, and much more. And here's the best part. Synergy Health offers guaranteed acceptance to everyone, no matter what your health history or income, at the same low price. Call our 800 number and learn how Synergy Health is helping families like yours for less than $2 a day. There is no obligation, and the information is free.
Call 1-800-933-2596 for free information. That's 1-800-933-2596. There's absolutely no obligation.
The ACLU brings you a groundbreaking series that reveals how civil liberties affect real people every day. The Freedom Files, Episode 2, The Supreme Court. This timely show tells the story of a high school sophomore who opposed her school's drug testing policy for violating her privacy. To view the trailer, watch full episodes, or purchase the DVD, go to airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner. Or go to ACLU.tv to experience an insider's view of the Supreme Court and the justices who serve on it.
People don't realize these cases have to come from somewhere. And they come from Tecumseh, Oklahoma. They come from somewhere. And people don't realize that the case could come from them.
This show reminds us why the makeup of the Supreme Court is as vital to our civil liberties as the Constitution itself. Visit airamericaradio.com and click on the ACLU Freedom Files banner to learn more.
Got the flying monkey right blues? Here's the cure, Mike Malloy.
It's about 10 before the hour. Thanks to our production crew again tonight, as we always do. The program was engineered in New York by Justin Yuen and Stan Stolpiak. Dee Neal answered your calls, associate producer of the program. She maintains our blog at airamericaradio.com/Mike Malloy. Chris in Minnesota, Ben Birch in Illinois, Mark Marshall, our webmaster Jim in Arkansas, and the people who maintain our message board at MikeMalloy.com. Thanks to all of you. Catherine Bay is our executive producer. Back to Marge, who has called in from Indiana. All right, Marge, we got a minute or two here. Let her read.
Be assured, my friend, first of all, that I would never bail on you. You're my last vestige, or very nearly the last vestige, of truth seekers and sanity. So, as long as I've got an operating phone, I'll be here.
Well, that's good. I just got a bunch of emails. You're like, where is Marge? What have you done to Marge? You know, it's like, wait a minute, damn.
Well, like I said in the beginning, I wish I had been born rich instead of so damn good looking. And
I
then,
know.
But that's a whole other matter.
It is indeed.
Besides Frontline, I know this won't mean a lot to a lot of other people, but check Eric Zorn's column in the Chicago Tribune, the last couple one, having to do with the non-election of a guy named Cohen. He used to be the head of CUB, the Citizens United, whatever the hell it is, for utilities.
Okay.
And he was appointed by Blagojevich to be the head of the Illinois Commerce Commission.
Now, for those who don't know, Blagojevich is the governor.
Excuse me.
That's right.
And there was a vote in the Illinois Senate that was kind of sort of rigged. He had the 30 votes he needed, and then all of a sudden the 3 votes went away.
Well, and wait, I thought this Illinois Senate, is that's controlled by Democrats, isn't it?
Well, yeah. That don't mean a hell of a lot.
Well, not in Illinois.
You know, they get contributions from the regulated utility. Yeah, oh, God. If I got started talking about the utilities, you know, you're going to go on for 3 hours.
Oh, I know. Like most of us.
I mean, here's a man that worked for CUB, which was the citizens group for like at least 10 years or longer.
Right.
And he was going to be appointed to be the citizens advocate in Illinois.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, shucks. they were afraid that he might do his job too well.
Yeah, well, that's usually the case.
And it never mind whether you're a Democrat or Republican, you know, wherever you're getting your dollars from, well, by golly, we just can't have that sort of thing.
Well, you know, on a state or local level, that is criminal behavior, but you can manage with it because the state of Illinois or the state of Texas or the state of Wyoming can't invade another country. But when you're dealing with that kind of a corruption on a federal level,
uh-huh.
Then we're in trouble. And as I believe what you're pointing out is that's what we deal with the Bush crime family.
And we can't put these bozos from the oil companies under oath because we're not going to do that. I mean, they made over $30 billion in profit.
Yes, but
in one quarter.
But they contribute tens of millions of dollars to the Republican Party. You know, those hearings were such a farce, a joke, and a sham. In the first place, not having all of those corrupt sons of bitches stand up and raise their hand the way the tobacco corrupt sons of bitches had to stand up and raise their hands.
Or don't forget the baseball players.
Well, them too. But I don't really care about the baseball players. Do you, Marge?
Not really, but I mean,
it's
the little guys that we can control that we're going to go after.
I'd like to see some of these professional sports players choke on their steroids or trip over their bling bling and break their damn necks. You know, I hate professional sports. It's become nothing.
Oh.
It's just an arena for male whores. To see who's got the most money, who can act the most egregiously off the diamond or the field or the court.
They're
starting to remind me of fundamentalist preachers. You know what I'm saying?
They're making $20-30 million playing a kids game.
Yeah. Well.
So I mean, geez, but I mean, God, corruption. It's so damn rampant. You know, how do you break the chain? How do you get in there and say, hey, we the people, you know?
Well, you could have a model that was applied in some of the Soviet Union countries. It wasn't applied fairly because as long as the ruling class in those countries stole, it was okay. But if somebody else stole, it was a very quick trial out behind the barn and a couple of quick ones in the back of the head, and it never happened again.
Sort of mafia style?
Well, sort of Soviet style.
I'd
prefer to call it Soviet style. But it was very quick. You know, as long as you just stole it. Now, mafia style, you can steal a little bit, but if you steal too much, then you're gone.
And maybe
if that sort of raw... call it justice if you want to, or call it rule of the jungle if you prefer. But if that sort of raw justice were in the wings for politicians, maybe they would behave a little bit and just steal a little bit. You know what I'm saying?
What's the term? I don't know if I can say it exactly on the air, but you got to get them by
their
hearts and minds will soon follow.
Get them by the short hairs is what you're trying to say.
Okay, yeah, that part.
Marge, we're out of time.
Take care, my friend.
All right. Don't let 2 weeks go by when you haven't called in, because then I get all these emails wanting to know if I did something to you, okay?
No, well, I'm still here. I'm still, you know, I'm a tough old broad. What can I tell you?
I know you are. Thanks, Marge. You take care.
Take care.
All right.
Bye-bye.
All right, True Seekers, thanks for participating. And you little right-wing lurkers, glad you were out there. Maybe you learned something. I'll see you tomorrow night, okay? Take care, y'all. Watch your back. I'm Mike Malloy. This is Air America Radio.
Mike Malloy on Air America Radio.
This is Jeff Diamond, and we're talking to the creator of Right Size Smoothies, Steve Bostic.
I just talked with a woman named Diane who has already lost over 30 pounds, and she was so excited. She said this is the first time She's tried a weight loss product that actually worked for her.
When you drink a right-size smoothie, you feel like you're full, and that's what you're looking for, isn't it?
We call it the Hunger Smashing Smoothie. We've developed a cutting-edge appetite manager called Appamine. It's in the smoothie. You drink the smoothie. It knocks out your appetite. It helps you burn more calories than you take in safely and without being hungry. And as you know, that's what leads to weight loss. It's a great product.
And you're going to let people try this for free for 2 weeks.
It's the best deal that anybody's ever offered on a weight loss product. You don't pay anything up front. You try the product free for 2 full weeks, see how it works for you, and either you lose the weight or you never pay for it.
Call 1-888-280-4870. 1-888-280-4870. That's 1-888-280-4870 for Right Size Smoothies.
Oh, man, what can we do about these clowns in Washington? Well, we can laugh. We can laugh hard, and we can laugh often, which is the whole idea behind Funny Times. Funny Times is the monthly journal of flat-out funny cartoons and political humor. It's the highlight reel of funny, folks. And right now, you can sample it for 3 months absolutely free. Garrison Keillor, Tom Tolles, Molly Ivins, and hundreds more, and all free. Did I mention that they were free? Could you tell your friends that they're free? Recent medical studies prove laughter prevents heart attacks, and it even helps you lose weight, and that on top of it just being funny. So even if I didn't tell you to try